800-426-0690. 800-426-0690.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. More violence in Iraq has taken the lives of 9 and leaving some 13 others wounded. This after a suicide bomber rammed a car into an Iraqi forces checkpoint south of Baghdad. National Guard officer described the scene. He said the attacker drove a vehicle at a high speed into the checkpoint of the northeastern entrance of the town of Latifia. Traffic was heavy at the time. Several civilian cars were also destroyed by the blast. Officers said National Guard and police manning the checkpoint, in addition to civilians, were among the dead. Pentagon's top general Richard Myers yesterday declared that the deadly attack inside a mess hall in Mosul early in the week, killing 22, must have been the work of a suicide bomber. General Myers says it looked like an improvised explosive device was worn by the attacker. Many inside and out the military are in disbelief over the vulnerability of the base, where both American and Iraqi forces were stationed. Many contend the situation could have been prevented. Military officials at first thought the attack was the result of deadly rocket fire, but no remnants of a rocket were found. He added that if it had been an explosive device, remnants would have been also found. Despite the deadly attack on Mosul and other parts of Iraq, both General Myers and his boss, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, maintain U.S. is winning the war against the insurgents. Doctors at a U.S. military hospital in Germany have been working through the night to stabilize soldiers and civilians wounded in Tuesday's attack in Iraq. 42 soldiers and civilians arrived yesterday in Lustell Regional Medical Center. Their injuries include chest wounds, shrapnel wounds, broken bones, and burns. Hospital spokeswoman says doctors are preparing to evacuate 11 patients later today to Brooks Army Medical Center in Texas, where there's a burn center. Tuesday's explosion in Mosul killed 22 people, including 14 American service members. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday gave an emotion-filled response to the spate of deadly attacks on American soldiers in the last 72 hours. Secretary told grieving families of victims that he, too, feels their pain. He reminded them he and others within the administration are working round the clock to offer their best protection for the troops. Rumsfeld's comments were in sharp contrast to statements he's made in recent months. Some of his comments have lacked sensitivity, which have spawned calls for his dismissal. Rumsfeld suffered embarrassment earlier this month when he was unable to give an adequate response to a soldier questioning their need to cannibalize equipment for their own adequate protection. He also fell short of showing sensitivity by failing to personally sign letters of condolence to the very families he told yesterday that he shares their pain. Rumsfeld yesterday, in expressing his grief, read from a prepared script. You're listening to Air America Radio News at 2 minutes 56 past the hour. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
And now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Guess who's going to win the free, fair, open, democratic, honest-to-God, for real elections in Iraq? And guess what they're going to do once they get elected? Can you guess? How long do you think it'll take for all those oil companies and all those Bush crime family associates to sit down with the new government and say, okay, well, come here, sign this. Oh, no, sign over here. Okay, I'll sign this now. Sign this. Sign this.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, people on vacation, people enjoying their holidays, people who might be too stressed out to enjoy their holidays. Take it easy, will you? Riley and I aren't here. We're on vacation.
That's right. We're enjoying our holiday.
That's right. I hope I am. That's weird.
Yeah, but you know you are.
I hope I am. So we got these shows that we're doing. They're not just best of shows. There's a lot of new material on these shows. We got compilations of comedy. There's hours of comedy, back-to-back comedy bits from Morning Sedition. In this hour, we're going to be talking about Walmart.
Always a favorite topic of our listeners.
The evil Walmart malignancy on the world. Ooh. We got Todd Berry coming up. So that was a funny segment. This is a funny segment, so why don't you listen to this? This is my buddy, comedian Todd Berry. Todd is sort of a mysterious comedian, kind of cryptic.
I feel a veiled insult coming around.
No insult.
Or not veiled. I feel a direct attack.
He's got the new CD, Todd Berry Falling Off the Bone.
Yeah.
It's got a DVD in there. There's like 20 tracks.
There's so much value in that.
DVD.
It's ridiculous.
Comedy Central Records.
Records, yeah, putting it out. You can buy it in stores, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the big
Really? You don't have to go to toddberry.com?
Subtle placement of my website. I like that. It's so much better when you bring it up than when I go, hey, I have a website.
Is it toddberry.com?
Let me try to remember. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys who pretends they're not self-promotional. I don't know. Someone else does it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it has something to do with my name. You've got all kinds of stuff up there, though. Don't you have one of those sort of cutting-edge websites?
I do have a really cutting-edge website.
Yeah.
No flash on it, though.
No flash?
So if you dial up people...
Yeah,
I got something.
It's easy access.
It's easy. It crosses all. Whatever I'm trying to say here that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It's perfect, Todd. So where'd you tape this thing, man?
I taped it at Pianos on the Lower East Side.
Are you guys still doing that show? I used to do a show with Dave Cross and John.
Yeah, we're doing it December 30th, actually.
Who's on that show?
I don't know.
Who is?
Yeah, I mean, there's guests. Mark, do you want to be on? I'm sure we could squeeze you.
I guess that's sort of what I was doing. Can I be on the show, man? We're going up to, you remember that show we did at Southpaw in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was Ted Leo was on that show, right? He's going to be on our show. We're going to be in Somerville this Friday in Massachusetts in Davis Square at the Someday Cafe. Yeah? And Ted Leo's going to be there.
You're going to be broadcast?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're going to be sitting right there. People are going to be coming by. We got Ted Leo. We got Barney Frank, who's going to sing with Ted Leo, which is really...
Are you serious?
I don't know. No. They're just two guests on the show.
I saw Barney Frank in when I was in D.C. He was eating alone at some restaurant. That's my Barney Frank story, which... That's a good one, huh? That's a trick, though.
That was compelling, man.
It was a really compelling story.
You do a lot of morning radio. We all do.
Yeah. I was thinking today when I did this. I did one in... There was a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know if you ever did that club.
No, I haven't.
And you know the way any time a comedy club opens up, it's always... 5 nights a week, no matter what city it is.
Yeah.
Grand Forks was a 5-night week. But we sat there, and the guy, this is a true story, and I did radio, and there goes, hey, the first five callers can get to see Todd Barry at this club, and we sat there, and we didn't even get five calls for free tickets. And I was like embarrassed. I go, oh, the guy's like, oh, it happens all the time. Maybe you should scale that number down. I mean, if you control that, why don't you go for like one pair and see if we get that? It was just unbelievable. It's like you see like one. Would you sat there? You guys are aware these are free tickets, right? These are free tickets. And it is Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Like, what could they be doing?
I know. It's like, I'm not saying I'm great, but what else are you doing?
Oh, man.
What else are you doing?
Yeah, I just did radio. Actually, I was in Seattle, and I've got a whole new respect for it now because I'm sitting here. You know, yeah. I'm hosting my own radio show, and it's really when you go in, sometimes you go in, you just assume, like, you know, I'm here, man, what's going on? And you enter someone else's world.
Right.
You know, it's their little universe. Have you ever been in those situations where you do morning radio, and you're all of a sudden some sort of strange competitive thing with the local bitter morning guy there?
Exactly. Yeah, there's guys who are they're jerks.
Yeah, right? I know.
I did one in Cleveland where the guy was like, I had just done the David Letterman show. But John McEnroe was a guest host.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's not like doing Letterman, really, then, because in McEnroe, well, it might not be, but it's still better than doing your morning show. It's still bigger than doing your morning show, I think.
I was on a show once, and the guy, like, I brought a joke up. He's like, yeah, we've been doing that all week. What else you got? It was like some current event thing about something Bush said. He went out of his way to make me feel like an ass.
Yeah, or they'll go. Or they don't do any research on you at all, and they get there and they go, who are you? What do you do? I don't know. Could you have nailed this down before?
Could you have done a little preparation?
Just one little quick Googles. Do a little Google.
But sometimes that's a liability if they look you up. I always get that thing where you prepare some bits, or you want to do your jokes, and right. The guy's like, so Almost Famous, what was that about? How was that? What was it like being in that movie?
Or they want dirt. They want, like, celebrity heroes.
Yeah, like you do your 5 minutes on Letterman, and the first thing that you do is you sit down next to him and he goes, guess who I'm having sex with? Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
What's Letterman like? Well, when we were at the diner afterwards. Now he takes you all out to dinner afterwards. But,
so what about, where are you going next, man? You got big plans? You do a lot of
I got a gig in Hoboken on Friday. I'll be playing, I'm doing a show with Yola Tango.
That's weird, because I'm doing that on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Well, Saturday, we're going to get competitive now. I'll be at North 6 for the Onion Christmas Party, which I sold out. That means there's no tickets left.
Right? Oh, you mean I can't go? Because my Maxwell's gig sold out, too. I guess those must be the people that couldn't get into the Onion Christmas show.
I guess what Mark and I are saying is we're both doing really well.
Kind of.
And if you think we're funny, you can't see any of our shows.
They're all sold out.
The Onion, now, but of course, now I'm going to take it one step further. Wait, now, what's the Onion Christmas Party?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just something. You didn't need $25,000 anyway.
Oh, my God. Is it a live show?
It's a live show.
But, I mean, not a party? It's like a...
It's a party with a live show, which is always not a good idea. But, yeah.
Oh,
I think
this
will work because it's, it's the Onion people. Yeah.
What are they doing? Is it an invitation-only thing?
No. It's a, what do you call it? A show.
American Crash.
Who's going to be on it?
Me, the guy, the guys from Stella.
Oh, you lost me right there.
some band, French Kick, I think. And White Hassle, a band, the cool band.
Now I'm just happy I'm going to get to see 11th Dream Day live.
So you're doing the thing on...
Yeah, I'm doing with 11th Dream Day and Yola Tango as well.
Yeah.
Did you know 11th Dream Day was still even playing?
I think I did some shows with them where there was a guy who was... Yeah, who was... No, I did. Long story short, no, I did.
Do you remember back in the old days? Now, me and Todd go back at least 40 years. Where back in the days where...
Back when you were one?
Yeah, we had nothing to do, and we just wander around the East Village and, you know, talking about how, you know, when are we eventually going to get to do something.
I know. I still do that.
So. Yeah. And then occasionally before we had any success as comics, he'd take me over to Tower Records to show me his band CD.
Oh, yeah, I had a CD.
He had it.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't in Tower, though, was it?
I think it was
probably
man.
In, like, I remember once I took someone over there. It was on a record store in St. Mark's. It was like a dollar rack.
Yeah.
And then next to it was a 50-cent rack. And I was like, and I was in the 50-cent rack of my old band.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Hey, it's all right. Well, I get 49 out of every 50 cents. I had a great deal.
What was the band called?
I was in a band called The Chant. We're We were out of Florida.
We're out of Florida. If you could still buy that record, then.
That'd be great if I got huge and there was a sudden demand for that CD.
Chad.
Like everyone in the band became millionaires.
what's that thing you used to do about the you know, they never give the Emmys to bands that, what was that?
Oh, the, if you're trying to get me to launch into my act.
Come on, just do that one.
Oh,
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and it get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? Ha, ha, ha! She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. This is Morning Sedition.
Yep.
We're listening to our interview with Todd Barry, and not unlike his situation in North Dakota, we were still waiting for the phones to ring. Have a listen, because our senior producer, Jonathan Clutch Larson, says he's never seen me laugh so hard on the air. Is that true? All right, here's Todd.
Todd really wants to talk to somebody. And so, and we'd hate to have a repeat of what happened to him in South Dakota.
No, it was North Dakota.
North. Oh, I'm sorry. If you're in South Dakota, people have been phoning.
South Dakota. Oh, my God. They have to install extra phone lines.
Yeah, 866-303-2270. We want these phones to ring off the hook for falling off the bone. Todd Barry's new CD.
No, I don't want to talk about the CD. I just love taking calls.
Are you doing Conan today?
No, I did it on Friday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was pretty good, man.
Did you do stand-up or did you do stand-up?
I just sat down, man.
But we were just talking about the swag you get at Conan. You get all kinds of stuff, man.
You get free.
You get a basket full of L'Occitane French skinware or skin products.
Yeah.
And they got candy in there.
They got candy,
but they give you this list of stuff. They got T-shirts, of course.
People at home were at their jobs love them.
You hear about this?
Yeah. We get a lot of
swag
stuff,
but they got lists. They got a whole list
of
stuff.
Call them.
You just call them. They send you a crate of water, Dentine ice.
Well,
they
give you a pack of every kind of Altoid.
Yeah. Oh, you got that swag
yeah.
someplace.
And I brought the vodka to Dan Pashman's son, Lewis and Linda Pashman, didn't I? Or did I
haven't
not?
Seen it since.
I did get. I did. You got it right, Todd. Man, what's going on with the love life? You all right?
I got nothing, man.
You got nothing going on?
I got nothing, man.
Oh, man.
But I'll take the third caller for
Dude, I wish I could help you out here. 866-303-2270. Would somebody please call and talk to Todd Barry? Come on.
If you've never won anything in your life, this is, I mean...
Or you can, if you want to see what he looks like first, go to toddberry.com where you can...
And then call.
I imagine you can also see some of your bills. Do you do that? Do you post the bills up there?
Oh, the receipt museum on the website is extremely popular. I post receipts.
I just saw Dan Pashman pick up the phone, man. This
is
there's another call for Todd Barry.
We're on a roll now.
Let's take our sympathy call right now.
But I don't know if we're going to put any through. It could be just people going, this is stupid.
Really?
No, who knows?
Do you get a lot of crankies?
No.
They email and blog.
Yeah,
really?
We've got enough of the nice people on our blog. You know, Todd Barry has influenced a lot of comics. There's a lot of people doing vague renditions of
Billy Crystal.
If it weren't for Todd Barry,
there would be no Billy Crystal.
Actually, the name of Billy Crystal's new Broadway show is originally The Todd Barry Story, and they changed it. Oh, hold on. Looks like we've got Mike in Staten Island.
Oh, God.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you got going, Mike?
How you doing?
All right.
Just driving in the rain.
You know, they have a ferry, I think. They have a ferry. They have a little boat you can...
You're just driving... Did you want to talk to Todd?
He doesn't want to.
Not really.
Somebody wanted. Nobody else did, so I thought...
Oh, nice. Wow.
Shaolin, baby.
That's pretty cocky for a guy from Staten Island.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Mike.
Kayla's in for that.
Yeah, he's from Staten Island.
Are you really?
Mike, where are you
there
going?
There goes your microphone.
Where are you going,
where are you
man?
Going, Mike?
Huh? Everybody talked at once. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you headed?
Brooklyn.
Yeah? And what are you going to do over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver 7,000 gallons of candle wax.
Whoa.
Really?
Really?
For what?
Candles.
Mark asked the probing, non-obvious questions. What are you going to do with that candle wax? Make candles with it.
Sure, you never know.
I know.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It's liquefied, though? Now I'm curious. It's liquefied candle wax?
Yep. Heat it up till it melts, put it in the tank, and haul it that way.
Wow. Do you make this on your own? Is this your company, the candle wax company?
No, I just drive the truck.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't the guy with the brains behind the operation.
Well, I mean, that's disputable, but...
Well, be careful. It's rainy out there. You know?
Can you hook Mark and I up with some candle wax?
I'll buy a few candles.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
It.
I guess it's better to just have the calls come organically. Rather than, like,
we got plenty sympathy calling.
Was that a real? Is that a real call?
Yeah,
I think
it
was.
Real.
If it wasn't, it was very creative. The candle.
Uh oh. Staten Island rolling in again.
Oh, I insulted Staten Island.
Tim in Staten Island. How are you,
sorry,
Tim?
Sorry, Tim. I apologize.
How are you? Tim, what's going on?
I'm all right. I just felt bad for Todd.
Oh, this is not a good prep for tonight, Tim.
Wow.
There's got to be a more clever way to get calls without saying, I'm not getting any calls. I'm not getting any calls.
Thanks for helping out, Tim.
All right,
buddy.
No. All right, Tim.
Wait, we got Bonzo in Milwaukee. How can that be bad?
It's starting off fast.
Bonzo, what's Bonzo. Going on?
I was just wondering, what do I win for calling up to talk to Todd?
You win the conversation and the story you're going to tell. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Are you in your car also?
No, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Not going nowhere.
Bonzo stays home.
Hey, stay on the phone. We'll send you something.
Yeah. Do you have Air America beer cozies? Or
sure,
something?
Sure.
Yeah, we got some Air America swag.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Bob.
Wow.
What do I win? Isn't just getting through and talking to me, isn't that half the prize?
Yeah.
That's prize enough.
People don't realize that you sell out everywhere you go. You're a huge act.
I am a huge act.
You got any European tour dates coming up?
I see what you're trying to do.
I keep trying to lead him into his bits. He won't do it.
Dope, man.
Oh, here we go. Mariah. How are you, Mariah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I met both of you guys at the Luna Lounge about 10 years ago.
And what did it mean to you, right? Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, it was great. It was great. But I have to tell you that Todd asked me out on a date.
Yeah, really?
Whoa. You turned her down, did you?
I was 18.
No.
I remember 18. Oh, sorry.
But that was 10 years ago. Keep in mind, 10 years.
10 years ago. I'm a little older now, Todd.
I bet you're 28 now.
I am 28 now.
Thank God I got that calculator watch on today.
Go ahead.
I remember you, Mariah.
You do?
I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah. Yes, I think I do. I wish I could remember something about
it. That's crazy. Well, I'll take you up on that date now.
Seriously?
Yes.
Why not?
You're not calling number three. Sorry.
Should I say you have your chance?
Oh, crap.
You were there. You're short and you have brown hair, right? With long brown hair?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't remember you. I'm playing it cool. I don't remember you.
All right, stay on the phone. We'll get your number, and you can go out with Todd.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Assuming, of course, you get off the FDR Drive, which is where she is now.
You know, it's weird about Todd, just because I know.
I feel an insult coming.
It's not an insult. Is that there's literally, five or 600 women with that exact same story in the city.
Not eight. I'm glad she said it was great meeting us.
Yeah, that was very nice. Right? But not only that, she said that she's willing to go out with you now.
So after mulling it over for 10 years.
It took her a while to decide.
I don't believe that she was 18 at the time.
I do. How did she get in, though? But I remember there was a lot of those. There was a lot of people that that used to hang out at Luna that were young.
She's probably one of those 18-year-olds that seems...
Now, Rob's probably going to get shut down because of this conversation.
There's a $5 million FCC fine. Did you say 18 and ask out? No.
That was very funny. My favorite comedian, Todd Barry. We got Walmart coming up next, and me and Mark.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Robbins. It's time to wake up with Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
We're fighting for our lives here!
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the Pummeling. Capital One full week. The band's proclaiming 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and coverage blown. Chance are born and jokes go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
This holiday season, get the best sleep possible. Hi, I'm David Spittle of Dormia Mattress. Sleep is more than a timeout from daily life. A good night's sleep leaves you feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to tackle the day. When you don't get enough sleep, you may feel less vigorous and perhaps more irritable and fatigued. Lack of sleep not only affects your energy, but also your mental state. You may lose patience quickly and become less productive at work. Now, you wouldn't want that to happen, especially during the holidays. When you sleep on a Dormia mattress, you get the best sleep possible. Imagine not tossing and turning all night while you gently sink into a cushion of support and comfort. Our memory foam mattress is molded to your body, providing you with a deeper sleep than you ever thought possible. So, come experience this amazing mattress and also save during our holiday sale. Dormia at the Garden State Plaza, the Willowbrook Mall, the Danbury Fair Mall, the Palisade Center, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the Galleria at Crystal Run in Middletown, and now open on Central Avenue in Scarsdale. Or visit us online at Dormia.com. Dormia mattresses. Sleep better. Feel great.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
It's 34 past the hour. And now, you know what? I have not, I've only been to Walmart once. I was on the road. I stopped by a Walmart. It was the size of a town.
Yes.
You walk in, they had, you could buy produce or tires or maybe,
lawnmowers,
a swimming pool,
tractors.
Lawnmowers. I found it overwhelming and sort of disturbing. So I do enjoy going to Target.
I've only been to Walmarts once, just like you, Mark. So I guess between the two of us, we really aren't their best customers. But, you know, people are attracted to Walmart for different reasons. Obviously, the prices are the one big lure. People will flock to the place because they can find stuff cheaper than they can find in most other places. But that, of course, is counterbalanced by the lengths to which the company goes to keep those prices cheap.
One person that knows the real deal about Walmart, and we spoke to him a little while ago, Hendrick Smith, is a producer for the PBS program Frontline, and he produced a great documentary for Frontline. It's called Is Walmart Good for America? I thought it was fascinating, and I love talking to this guy. And when PBS decides to rerun it, you should really check it out. But for now, why don't we hear what Hendrick Smith had to say.
Mark and Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I really enjoyed the documentary. And I tell you, you got to travel a bit. You went to Arkansas, Ohio, and China.
I don't know what your tribe is, but we were in all the tribal spots, that's for sure.
So now, like, I was so engaged with this documentary, and Walmart, I think clearly in my mind, is bad for America, and Walmart seems to encourage manufacturers to move all their business overseas, which is a big issue right now, certainly for the American workforce. How do they do that?
Well, you know, one of the amazing things to me, at least in working on this thing over the last 6 months, was to discover how much power retailers have.
Mm-hmm.
At least I used to think of General Motors, General Electric, the big manufacturing companies, whatever, Black and Decker, Rubbermaid, you name it, whoever was making things, they kind of ran the show. They decided what products they would make, they designed them, they produced them, they put them out there for retailers to sell them, and basically they called the tune. What's happened over the last 15 years is that thing has all been turned around by these big box retailers, especially Walmart, but also Target, Home Depot, Toys R Us, and some of the others as well, Kmart, Sears. And what they've done, particularly Walmart, is mastered information technology. They take that little thing, the barcode, they study it, they put computers to work on it, and they figure out exactly what we're all buying. You know, in Chicago, the people like crunchy peanut butter or smooth. What kind of jeans sell in Minnesota as compared to what kind of jeans sell in Arizona or Texas or Hartford, Connecticut?
Sure.
All the way down the line. They figure out what the price points are and so forth. They amass all this information, and then they have turned the tables on the manufacturers. They're saying to Black & Decker, we want a $99 lawnmower. Maybe most of your lawnmowers cost $159, $249, $369, whatever it is. We want to bring everybody into the store with a $99 lawnmower
and
or a $38 kid's bike. And they put the heat on Huffy Bicycles or Black & Decker to produce it. And if they can't do it in America, they basically say to them, hey, you got to move to China because we can get it done there because labor only costs 25 cents, 50 cents an hour.
So they shut down the manufacturer in the States if they can't accommodate the needs of their retail outlet because they are, you know, slowly becoming the only retail outlet almost.
Yeah, well, it's overdoing it to say they shut them down. They basically say, if you want to be on our shelves, you got to produce it at this cost, and we know you can't do it unless you do it in Bangladesh or Cambodia or China, and mostly it's China today.
But okay, so they're sort of kind of not so subtly coercing American manufacturers to put manufacture overseas, but they have put a couple of manufacturers out of business. Yes.
Yeah. There's no question they've done that. They've either put them out of business or they've made a move over. I mean, Rubbermaid is a good example. They got under the gun. They got in a fight with Walmart back in the mid '90s. Walmart took a lot of their stuff off the shelves. They kept some stuff, but they really hurt Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid went into a tailspin, got into other trouble, sold out to a rival. We went to China. We found a new Rubbermaid plant in China making stuff there. I mean, you can repeat that again and again all over the place. And we've talked to people. They don't want to go on the record with us, most of them, but we talk to people. I mentioned Huffy Bicycles. I've talked to those folks. I've talked to Rubbermaid. We talk to people who make lawnmowers. We talk to furniture, textile people, apparel people. It's all across the board. Remember, Walmart has about 120,000 items in a supercenter. I mean, that's massive. That's all across the landscape. And, you know, for some companies, Clorox, Procter & Gamble, companies like that, 20-30% of their output goes to Walmart. They don't want to get crosswise with Walmart. And if they do, they're in deep trouble.
So right.
Walmart's got a lot of leverage.
Kendrick Smith, one of the things that I find interesting about the whole big box phenomenon is the connection with China and the fact that, for example, last year, this company Apex, which I read an article about, you know, dumped a whole bunch of real inexpensive VCRs on the market. I think it was like $30 a pop or something. Sold an incredible amount of them.
Yeah.
Does when it comes to a place like Walmart, do you find at all that consumers care about where the product comes from, or are they just worried about the price point?
Well, I think what's happened is that the big box retailers have discovered that the great bulk of American consumers, obviously nothing applies across the board, but the great bulk of American consumers don't care where it's made. The old idea that you only want to buy stuff that's made in America, that's long since gone. That went in the 70s and the 80s when we began to get Japanese and Korean stuff and stuff from Hong Kong and Taiwan, and that's gone. If you turn over most items in these big box retailers, whether it's Target or Walmart or Costco or one of the others, an awful lot of items, if not most of the items, are made in China. People don't care. They really do want price. That's what they found.
The thing I found interesting was the ex Walmart employee, the manager that you spoke to, who said that it functions the same way as a bait and switch, is that you've got the really cheap item, say a microwave oven, and they get you looking at that, and maybe in the back of your head, say you're thinking like, wow, this is really cheap, but it's a little too cheap, and I don't want this model, so you go buy another microwave, and usually a lot of the other stuff is priced comparatively. It's not priced any cheaper than any other place.
Yeah. Well, Walmart does do about a quarter of its business. The people who see that low-priced item, they go for it. But about three-quarters of the people don't, just as you say, they go elsewhere. I mean, you got to admit, Walmart is enormously efficient. It's been enormously effective. It has led the way in terms of organizing supply. I mean, when you think of bringing $15, $20, $30 billion worth of goods from China,
yeah,
you got to be very, very good at knowing what to order, when to order it, how to run the supply.
Yeah.
I mean, they're superb. They're an enormously efficient business.
What I want to know, Hedrick Smith, is that there are supposed to be laws that protect these trade agreements, and that because of there's so many people that in China that they can make these things for so much cheaper, there's really no way that American manufacturers compete. So there seems to be an imbalance there, and it seems to me that more manufacturing jobs will leave the United States because of this and because of Walmart's, you know, sort of incentive, and that I don't see how that can be good for the economy on just a jobs level.
Well, you've got lots of American manufacturers, whether you're talking about textile manufacturers in South Carolina, furniture manufacturers in North Carolina, general industry, as you were pointing out, in Ohio, and Ohio's been terribly hard hit, 230,000 manufacturing jobs lost just in the last 3 years. You've got lots of those people saying there is not a level playing field in trade with China, that China has not lived up to its agreement. Some of them, there's one case we follow where somebody filed a dumping case against the Chinese TV manufacturer, said they were dumping it below cost, and in fact, additional tariff duties were imposed. But many people say the administration has not been pushing hard enough to make sure that the Chinese live up to the agreement. There are a lot of people who argue that the Chinese currency is way undervalued and makes their goods cheap. Makes it a great deal for companies like Walmart, who are selling to the American public, makes it a good deal for American consumers, but they say it's unfair to American producers, and if Chinese prices were 25 or 40% higher, if their currency were revalued, it would make it a lot more competitive for American industries. So there are policy issues here. There are also issues about whether or not, you know, companies like Walmart and Target and some of the others could actually continue buying and working with American producers instead of putting so much pressure on them to move overseas. So this is not a situation in which we're just sort of being driven blindly by the market. There are people making actual decisions or failing to make decisions which are affecting whether or not we're hanging on to jobs. And that's a pretty big issue for an awful lot of people across the country.
These globalizing sort of free market, you know, rationalizers say that, you know, this is about, you know, global economics will eventually find its level and balance out. But the bottom line is that there are a lot of people out of work in this country. There are a lot of people that have been put out of work in manufacturing jobs specifically because of the reason that we're talking about. And those people in the documentary, we interviewed a guy that was sort of, you know, within a couple of steps put out of work of his manufacturing job because of a Walmart situation. And he might not have any other option but to shop at Walmart. Now, what I want to know is, even though it's cheaper, isn't it on some level, you know, hurting the U.S. Economy in terms of how many people are put out of work from this?
Sure, it is. And the problem here is, and you also get the answer. Look, we've had this before. We had the Japanese, their cars. We had the Koreans and Taiwan and television sets and computers and printers and all that kind of stuff. And we've lived through this.
Okay.
What's different today, I think, and what I learned is China. China is so big. It is 1.2 billion people. It is a potential workforce of 900 million. And what that means is, in one province, we went to one province in South China, and you got to see it to believe it, and I hope people will get a kick out of this part of our program tonight. You got to see it. There are 40 million migrant workers living in this province. There are 80 million people who live there ordinarily. There are 120 million people living in an area the size of Missouri. Migrant from within China.
Right.
40 million of them, young people, and they live on the farm, and living is so bad on the farm that for them, a 25 or 30 cent an hour job is a step up. Now, if you've got hundreds of millions of people like that, it's going to take decades before you'll ever bring their standard of living up without causing our standard of living to drop enormously. I mean, if water levels out, if wages level out worldwide, we got a long way down to go to get to the Chinese level, and they've got an awful lot of people. China is different, and it is also going high-tech. I mean, China is not content to make toys and socks and T-shirts and underwear and plastic kitchen utensils. I mean, when we went through the port of Long Beach and we were looking at how the trade went, I was traveling around on a boat with the communications director of the port. They got 65, 70 of these enormously complicated cranes unloading containers from ocean-going ships. Those used to be made in Denmark and Germany. Guess where they come from? They're now made in Shanghai. And these are really big toys. They cost $6.5-7 million a piece. Lasers are coming from China now.
Three
years ago, there was no laptop production in China at all. Today, 75% of the world's laptops are made in China.
So what are we
going to
do?
Years.
What are we going to do, Hendrick? How are we going to, I mean, this policy have to be enacted in order to get the American manufacturing base back up again? I mean, how does this resolve itself?
Yeah, first of all, we got to wake up to what's going on, and basically we're asleep. Okay, the first thing, you can't do anything in this country until people are awake. Everybody thinks the problem in Circleville, Ohio, or Kannapolis, North Carolina, or someplace else is simply the problem of that plant, that community, that something. It is too bad for them, but it hasn't hit me yet, so I'm not going to worry. So the first thing we have to do is wake up to the fact that by some estimates, we've lost several hundred thousand to a million jobs to China just in the last decade, okay?
Yeah.
The second thing is then we got to think about policy. Number one, the Chinese currency. Number two, are they playing fair? Number three, what are we doing, for the people in American industry? There are other governments that help industry modernize, bring in new equipment, get more internationally competitive.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that can be done. But
good.
The first thing you got to do is recognize there's a big new problem there. And when we're talking about is Walmart good for America, we're talking about is Walmart's strategy good for America?
Well,
is this the smart way for the American economy to go? We're not interested in picking on Walmart as a company. We're interested in looking at what kind of economic strategy do we have for the future and what's it going to mean for middle-class America.
That was Hendrick Smith, producer of the Frontline documentary, Is Walmart Good for America? That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Whenever we talk about Walmart, we always get a lot of very strong reactions, and this time is no exception. We'll bring that to you when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, Mornings Edition on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way, whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department. I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert, and I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-700-4315 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-700-4315. That's 1-800-700-4315.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at MottoCitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume. For peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at MottoCitizens.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. It's Mark Riley.
Yo.
We've been talking Walmart and whether or not it's good for America. Let's hear what some of you had to say about it. Who do we got? Silk in Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, Silk.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
the Marxists. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys completely hinge me to reality, so that's why I'm listening to you.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Thank you.
You know, listening to this the author speak this morning really is very frightening. I really think that so much of why the you know, these big red states have turned to religion is not for a lot of reasons, but I really see that they have lost so much. They've been so disenfranchised, losing jobs, jobs going overseas. I mean, what else do you have to hinge yourself on? I mean, I have you guys to hinge myself on.
So you're saying that basically they have Jesus and Walmart?
Well, I mean, Walmart is, I mean, I don't know if you've ever read Nickel and Dime, but mm-hmm. that place is a monster to work for.
Yeah, no health benefits, very low health benefits.
Really bad. But I mean,
did you know they lock their night managers in because they're afraid they're going to steal stuff?
I thought they made them stop that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they did.
Right, exactly. We don't know what's going on over there. They're sort of a Satan in disguise. But yeah, I really think that sort of these middle states, these middle American states, they cling to, you know, the moral values and sort of very deep religious ideas, because what else do you have at the end of the day?
Well, yeah, because especially when the policies that put you in that economically compromised position are the same ones of the administration that's in office, and somehow they've pulled the trick. But let's not forget, Silk, and I certainly appreciate your call, that within most of those red states, you know, a very high percentage of people voted against this president, and also, you know, most of the values, the wedge issues, were not as important as has been represented in the press, that most people believe that, you know, people have a right to choice. Most people believe that, that gay people should have civil unions or marriages or what have you. But, you know, these things are sort of mythic. But, you know, what you are saying is true. There certainly is an element of poverty that seems almost untreatable to these people, to the point where they have become sort of relying on religion in an overly heavy way.
And remember this, too. Walmart has been...
What was that? I was just, like, dribbling words out of my mouth.
Walmart's been casting its eye, its profit-seeking eye, right here to New York, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But
they want to open a Walmart somewhere in the five boroughs.
Yeah, well, watch. They're just going to take over an entire two-block radius and do it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Kmart opened here, people were pretty worked up. But, I mean, what you're saying is right, but it is an interesting dichotomy there between, you know, Christian fanaticism and Walmartism.
Yeah.
Anyways, Donna in California, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I've just been studying management, and I'm coming to the conclusion that it's not only cheap labor in China that's going to be the demise of American manufacturing, but it's the greed of CEOs. I mean, they now make, instead of like 30% more than the people that work under them in Europe, 450 times more than them.
I know.
So I think we ought to outsource them.
There's
some people in China who'll be a CEO for $10 an hour, and let's take them up on it.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for your call. I mean, that's the interesting thing is, what are these guys thinking? You know, what are these CEOs and these companies thinking?
They're thinking ka-ching. That's what they're thinking.
At the cost of what, though? I mean,
at any cost.
Well, that's a sad singular hope that we have, is that, you know, these type of people, this greedy administration and the people that they accommodate in terms of the financial realm, will run this country into the wall completely, and then, you know, the people that she was talking about, that Silk was talking about, will have no choice but to wake up to the truth and make some different choices for this country.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm exhausted. There's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Thank you for your call. Sorry we didn't get to all of you. We'll call you again tomorrow. Or you can call us, actually. I can't get to everybody. Here, write these down. Welcome Colin Powell back to the light. Give him a group hug and offer to cleanse his chakra. Or all of them. There are several chakras. 2, head to Vegas for a frenzy of gambling, sex, and booze before they take it away. 3, have Catcher in the Rye printed on flame retardant paper to preserve it from right-wing book burners, then refuse to read it because it has no black or Latino characters. 4, figure out how to fault Bush for appointing a black woman to one of the most important positions in his cabinet. Damn it. 5, phrase of the day, just drop it in the conversation. Quote, the election isn't over, you know, man. We're still going to make every vote count in Ohio, buddy. That's right, man. Stick around, we're just getting started. We've got our interview with the legendary Darlene Love coming up, plus all-new holiday food talk with our resident food guy, Alan Richmond. And up next, another dose of Morning Sedition's best comedy segment, back to back. It's 2 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
Everyone is pushing out. Down to the wire, down to the final stretch. Get down to Sears and get new gift ideas at the last minute gift sale. Warm her heart, sweaters are 50% off. Make her shine, all fine jewelry is 40 to 60% off. And all small kitchen appliances are on sale too. Save on all TVs, DVD players, camcorders, and digital cameras. But hurry, they're sure to be gone in a flash. The last minute gift sale. Sears, good life, great price. Exclusion supply. See store for details. Sale 12/22/04 to 12/24/04.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Rampant speculation over the future of the United Nations under the leadership of Secretary General Kofi Annan has been fueled by the unexpected departure yesterday of his Chief of Staff, Iqbal Riza. The announcement was a surprise to all, including veteran United Nations spokesman Fred Eckert. It's the latest wrinkle of change at the organization that has been shell-shocked recently by a scandal over its oil for food program in Iraq. There have been calls for Annan by some Republican senators to step down in the wake of the allegations, but the resignation demands were quickly doused by a formal White House declaration of support by the Bush administration. The embattled Secretary General just recently met with outgoing State Secretary Colin Powell and his apparent successor Condoleezza Rice to further shore up relations. Many U.N. diplomats speculate just to say that Riza's resignation was a result of American pressure on Kofi Annan. The 70-year-old Riza was considered the most influential policy advisor to the Secretary General at the United Nations. Swirling scandal around former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick has now prompted his departure from the firm Giuliani Partners. It's one of the businesses started by former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, in which Carrick had a significant role. Since his decision to withdraw his nomination for the Office of Homeland Security Chief, the former top cop has been weathering a blistering attack in the New York press about his personal life, ranging from acts of infidelity to purported ties to organized crime. Coverage by the press has been so visceral that Carrick yesterday felt it best to apologize to President Bush once again and his boss, Rudolph Giuliani, about the circumstances. Carrick told the press that he's confident of vindication. Giuliani, once the rising star of the Republican Party, was not so quick to say that Carrick's scandal did not have an impact on his political aspirations. Ukraine's top security service says it had nothing to do with the poisoning of opposition presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko. Scientists recently determined he was suffering from massive dioxin poisoning, and Yushchenko himself says he thinks he was poisoned at a September dinner with the head of the Ukrainian security service. The attack left his face ashen and pocked. However, the security agency says today that it has no relation with the worsening condition of Yushchenko. Prosecutors in Ukraine and the Special Legislative Commission are investigating the poisoning. The security service says it's willing to take part in the probe. President Bush may think his bid to privatize Social Security may be a cakewalk with a GOP majority in Congress, but there are reports that not everyone in the Grand Old Party is in lockstep with the White House plan. Illinois Republican Congressman Ray LaHood is among them. He contends there's nothing in Bush's plan to benefit members of Congress from a political perspective. LaHood says the supportive lawmakers would possibly face television ads accusing them of gutting Social Security when they run for re-election. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm proud to be part of the Air America Radio family and host of Ring of Fire with my buddy, Mike Papantonio.
Bobby Kennedy is on a mission against the criminal corporations that pollute our water, our air, and our land.
And Pap is one of the country's most renowned trial lawyers, protecting consumers from killer products like asbestos and tobacco.
Is it any wonder that Bobby and I are taking our fight to the airwaves on Air America Radio? Join us every Saturday on Ring of Fire.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes on vacation for the holidays. I hope you're having a good holiday season. Here we go. We did this the other day, and it was a lot of fun, so we're doing it again. We're going to play a compilation of some of our best comedy from Morning Sedition. You okay with that, Riley?
Yeah, I'm down.
It's all here. Rapture Watch, Planet Push, The Dream Diary, maybe even some old favorites. But we're going to start off with our good friend Morton Milfington and his dispatch from the War on Brains on November 3rd. That's right, the day after the election. Every Wednesday, we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the three-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now is war correspondent Morton Milfington with today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Dateline! Man, what the hell happened? America, you are an ass! And that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Mort, that's it. You can't just leave like that. Ohio's still in play. There's still a chance here, buddy.
Okay, here's some words of hope. In anticipation of the possible Bush victory, I've begun moonlighting with a more secure job. I'm now the new spokesperson for Amalgamated Bank. Amalgamated Bank. Our fees and penalties are slightly lower than the other banks.
Amalgamated Bank.
And that's today's dispatch from the
wall. Wait. Wait a minute. That's all you got? I think the people out there deserve to hear more from you besides the fact that you covered your own ass.
All right. You want some hope? Here's some real words of hope. Maybe we can get some European countries to invade us. Like Holland. Polls there were 70% in favor of Kerry, 14% for Nader, and 15% for the Black Death. That's right, the Dutch would rather live through a version of the bubonic plague from the 15th century than deal with George Bush. They ride bikes. They actually prosecute war criminals. And they got real health care and a living wage, even for the prostitutes. I'm telling you, Mark, I met this one Czech girl. She couldn't have been more than 19 years old, swear to God.
So, wait, so you're telling us that we should encourage foreign countries to invade America? Is that what you're saying?
Not foreign countries, Mark. A coalition of the willing, specifically Holland. Remember this. The majority of Americans are born again and clinically obese, which means the rest of us are in constant fear of being lectured and then eaten. After 4 years of this crap, the prospect of another Bush term leaves intelligent people with little choice but to burn down their houses for insurance and fake their own deaths. Swear to God, Mark, 19 years old.
So is that it? Is that it, Mort? I mean...
Well, there's one more thing.
What's that?
Amalgamated Bank. And that's today's dispatch from... The War on Race.
China executed four people, including employees of two of its big four state-owned banks, for fraud totaling $15 million. Four people, $15 million. They executed him. Corporate criminals, $15 million. What, are you kidding me? This is genius. We should do this here. Then it would level the playing field. Then we'd really have a democracy. You know what I mean? Put these guys on TV. Hey, Ken Lay, see you later. Andrew Fastow, how about a little of that? Yeah. Jeffrey Skilling, how about... Oh, wow, he's still... Okay. Martha Stewart. No. Okay. How about... Oh, yeah. How about a little of that? There you go. Sam Waxel. Are we... Yeah. Bernie Ebers. Oh, yeah. How about John Timothy and Michael Regas of Adelphia? Wait. Don't run. All right. Dennis Kozlowski. Tycho. And one for good luck. Yeah. John Legere from Global Crossing. Oh, see, how about a little of that? That'd be good television. Let's take these bastards down. $15 million the Chinese killed their guys for. Corporate criminals. You know what? If they did that here, the corporate offices would be empty across the. They'd all be empty. People would be walking in going, where is everybody? Where is everybody? They went to Canada, dude. You better get out. You better run. No. Oh, there you go.
Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush, as usual, is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Well, good morning, Mark. God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole, buddy. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello.
Well, okay. Today we're going to talk about the opening of Bill Clinton's presidential library.
Who?
Bill Clinton, president in the 90s. Two terms, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know him that. I don't remember him that.
Okay,
well.
All right.
I had other priorities. Small fella, right?
Oh, come on.
He looked like Montel.
Come on, Lawton. He was president of the United States. Bill Clinton was one of the most effective leaders of our lifetime.
Oh, okay, sure. I remember him now. He was the one that was controlled by his wife and who was a hermaphrodite.
Wait.
She had quite a large penis, as I remember.
No.
And she killed
people. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not a hermaphrodite, and she did not kill.
Yes.
No, she did not kill anyone. And I know you remember Bill Clinton because he led this nation through 8 years of peace and prosperity.
Oh, well, Mark, if you're thinking of Ronald Reagan, whose bounty spills over us all to this day, I'm with you. Chapman...
No, Clinton.
Whatever. if this character had any success at all, it was because of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, come on.
Who wrote the Constitution.
Come
and
on.
And who personally chose George W. Bush to be president after talking to God. It's in every book.
No, what are you, crazy?
Born in America, Star Wars,
listen
chapter
me. You
3,
attacked
verse
Clinton.
5.
Listen to me. You attacked Clinton viciously for 8 years, and now you don't remember him. You just can't stand the fact that a Democrat was so successful, can you? And especially because W is such a complete failure compared to Clinton. Admit it.
Born in America,
admit
right?
Admit it.
Star Wars.
Admit it. Admit it. Just admit it, Lawton. You loved Clinton. You loved him. You loved him. Admit it. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I miss Mama.
Yes.
I miss my Mama.
Yes.
Fat biscuit face.
Yes.
I worship him.
There you go.
Nobody better than Mama.
good. He's God. And now we've got a moron.
Exactly.
He's a moron.
Yeah. And now that you think of it, you even sound, you sound kind of like Clinton.
Hey, buddy. How
yeah.
Are you? Oh, no. We had a surplus.
Let it out, buddy. Let it out.
Peace.
Let it out. If it helps.
We had peace and
I
a
miss
surplus.
Him too.
And Elvis and
everything. Yeah, that's it. Good for you. Good for you and your breakthrough.
Oh.
That's good. Yeah, feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Who wouldn't miss Ronald Reagan? I
wait
mean,
a minute.
He gave us the sun and the stars.
Wait
the
a minute.
Flowers,
we just,
I mean,
we just,
the man wrote the
we just had a moment. We...
you had a moment, my friend. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, great. Thank you, Rodden, as always, for... You know.
We'll talk again. I'm going to straighten you out. God loves you.
All right.
Deal with it.
Here we go. All right. We'll wrap this up when we come back. Is that all right, Riley?
I'm down.
You're listening to Air America Radio.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes and phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
It's time for a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Half the U.S. intelligence budget is spent on private contractors. Red states have a divorce rate 27% higher than blue states. The Pentagon spent $42 billion on faulty aircraft without fully testing them. Ready for the answers? All true. Read about all this in the January issue of Mother Jones on newsstands now. Mother Jones, your source for truth-telling, hell-raising, independent news.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many less fortunate people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit LisaAtNight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit LisaAtNight.com or KmartChristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older to enter.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
lesson.
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Welcome back. That's Mark Reilly.
Yes, it is.
Just checking. See, I switch it around sometimes.
Yeah, it's
all
sneaky.
Right. I'm Mark Maron. We've got some more stuff from the Morning Sedition Comedy Warehouse coming up. But first, here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Shady Shores, Texas. Your Grace.
Listen closely, all ye hedonistic idolators. Give me a heads up, ye idolatoring hedonistic sticks. Pay attention, all ye patrons of the Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge in Stockton, California. Especially that last guy who stayed in room 211. Stop draining your microwaved bacon in the bed sheets. Last hip domino. I told you how a multitude of votes were raptured to heaven before they were even counted. The week before that, I told you how a Pennsylvania judge ruled it was okay for a young couple to live in sin with an elderly squirrel.
Oh, no.
And the week before that, I told you to come home, Peanut. Why did you run from me? I gave you my love. You're nothing but a cheap harlot. See if I ever stand on my porch again with a bag of filberts making this sound. But it's too late to dwell on what might have been, for it has come to pass that Attorney General John Ashcroft has resigned. That's right, America's safe now, and John Ashcroft is busy packing his bags to sit at the throne of Peanut... I mean, God.
What?
His mission is done, humanity. And you know what? So are you. Unless you're a Christian, for it was prophesied in Revelation, one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Quote, let the eagle soar, like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. Unquote. Man, I've read a lot of Revelations in my day, but that has got to be the best. Doesn't it just conjure up images of an afterlife cleansed of drinking, dancing, and premarital sex? Yeah, that's good rapture. And as for you, Peanut, keep on fornicating, and we'll keep the light on for you. In hell!
We have John Ashcroft's bomb pilot for today. 5:30 a.m., wake up, check for erection. If present, smite it. 6:30 a.m., breakfast, check cereal bowl for masturbators. 8 a.m., prayer meeting. Note, as female employees kneel, avert mine eyes. 9 a.m., vocal lesson. Note, let's get a little edgy today. Pull out Anne Murray's songbook. 9:30 a.m., go to office, begin cleaning out desk, contents, Bible, two paper clips, anointing oil, Wonder Bread. 12 noon, wait for rapture. 4 p.m., check draped statues for possible nipple transgressions. 8 p.m., marital relations. 8:30 p.m., shame, flagellation, redemption, bedtime. Big day for the former
you know, whatever he is.
Non-dancing attorney general.
Exactly. Wow. My name's Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark!
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober, as always. And it has been a while. I'm offering my counsel to my sponsee, George W. All right, so you're feeling pretty powerful, right? Huh? Top of the world. Can't make a mistake. Look at me, Daddy. I've got a mandate. Well, I looked on a map, and mandate is right down the road from Booze Town. You dig? Success can be just as scary as failure, George W. All those people validating your psychotic behavior. You know, now you think you can handle it, right? If you drink. Sure, I can handle it. You know, have some blow. Why not? I can handle it. I can just do two lines. I can just do one shot. You got a mandate now, so who's going to tell big, powerful George W. no? Well, you may have a mandate, but you need to make a date with the man in the mirror. He's still lying. He's still covering up. You may not be running for office anymore, but you're still running, my friend. Here's a speech America's waiting to hear. My name is George W., and I'm an alcoholic. All right? Then you'll get some real validation. Get to a meeting, buddy. One without balloons and confetti. How would that be? You think you could do that? Huh? So remember, anger's just a letter away from danger. It works if you work it, so work it, you're worth it. Keep the plug in the jug. And most importantly, God doesn't wake up and think he's you. All right? Here's my dream from last night. I'm in a dark club with the red lights flashing and the hip-hop is thumping. I walk in the corner is this Mac Daddy. He's got on a white satin suit, gold chains, a white hat, tinted shades, and sipping a glass of Cristal. He's surrounded by three 18-year-old hotties in tube tops who are rubbing blow on their gums and laughing too much. He turns around. It's John Ashcroft. He says, hey, Mark Maron is in the hizzo. Sit your ass down, Blair. Cristal? I say, John, wow, man. What happened? First you resigned as attorney general, now this? Ashcroft says, my whole life it was don't do this, don't do that. Well, you know what? Now it's all about me, baby. After 60 years, John's going to get his freak on. He gives a blonde girl a spank and licks his lips and says, I just like to watch you wiggle. They never did that back in Missouri. I say, dude, what about the singing? You used to like to sing. He says, I'm getting into producing, a little of this, a little of that. The ladies take up a lot of my free time. I used to sing, let the eagle soar. Now my eagle is sore, if you know what I mean. And then, he laughed, leaned over, and snorted a line of coke off the redhead thong. I say, hey, John, you know, I'm happy you're lightening up a bit, but this is off the deep end, man. I mean, don't you feel any responsibility to your country anymore? He took off his tinted shades and looked me right in the eye. Mark, this isn't a country anymore. It's a bunch of greedy, horny morons grabbing whatever they can. I figure Bush is going to run this place into the ground in a year or so I'd better get my pretzel twisted while I still can. He put his shades back on, snapped his fingers, and the girls rushed to his side. As they reached the exit, Ashcroft reached into his waistband, pulled out a Tech-9, and squeezed off 20 shots into the ceiling. Yeah. When the screaming from the club kids died down, you could hear Ashcroft laughing maniacally and yelling, no rules, mother beavers! No rules! I woke up and my bed was filled with ostrich feathers. Here now is war correspondent Mort Milfington with today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thank you, Walter. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Population, 52.9% female. Look out, gals. The odds are in my favor. October 6th. The Bush War on Brains continues, and the news is bad. Exhibit A, George W. Bush's No Child Left Behind Act, a massive, inexorable force that seems to crush everything in its way. Or for those of you with a great society education, a juggernaut. Unreliable test scores, flawed diagnostic criteria, and shaky data are the ingredients of George W. Bush's educational scheme, his Xanadu, and too numerous to count are the concerns raised by the Congressional Government Accountability Office, or CGOO, against this, the centerpiece of the Bush domestic agenda. But you already knew that, or did you? Unless you're one of them, one of the newly educated, one of the children not left behind. Now, this may be a little demanding, and I don't want to lose you, so listen up, pinheads. You can't use faulty data to decide the fate of schools. I think I can best drive this point home in a song, Mark. Have you ever seen a dream walking?
Not really, Mort.
Well, I have. Have you ever seen a dream talking?
No, Mort, I haven't.
Well, I have. Have you ever had a dream? Whisper, it's true. Honey, I love you, I do.
More, what is this? What?
Well, the dream was a walking, and the dream is a talking, and the heaven in my arms is you.
More, I'm married, and you're not gay.
Exactly, Mark. But according to your demographics, half of your echo boomer baggy pants, backwards baseball cap wearing moron fans lost their concentration shortly after I said Dateline. That's the true legacy of No Child Left Behind. I should have stayed in the SLA, man. I got more things done, and the chicks were wild. So until next time, Freedom Fighters, this is Donald Dufresne saying, that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thanks.
Mort.
Thanks, Mort. See you later, man. It was great.
Thank you. I'm going to go into my garage for a half hour and wait for my duck to die.
So coming up next, Riley.
We got Alan Richman, the food critic, who can't stand me because I can't stand most food.
I don't know if he can't stand. He just doesn't understand how you cannot like foods. After the break, Darlene Love. It's 28 past the hour. This is Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's it. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old buddy Jill Sobule. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
It's 34 past the hour. I am a huge Beatles fan. I am a huge, R&B fan, though my knowledge of the history of R&B is not that good. But I've always been fascinated with Phil Spector.
Phil Spector is one of the finest producers, I think, in the history of recorded music. I mean, the guy was just so innovative at such a young age and created this huge body of music in the early, mid-1960s before he even hit the age of 25.
It was interesting when we talked to Darlene Love that she said that, you know, he just looked at people as instruments.
Yeah.
Like they were just part of this larger it was all about him.
Yeah, it was.
And that comes off. You look at pictures of him, it's all about him.
Well, if you listen to the music, though, I mean, you got to give credit to the guy who managed to create this thing that made it sound like he had every instrument on the planet in a studio at the same time. I mean, that sound was incredible.
Well, according to Darlene Love, there were sometimes he did have every instrument on the planet. So, that was the fascinating thing talking to her. I mean, it was, you got all excited because you're, you know.
I mean, I've been a big Darlene Love fan for a long time.
And that was really the first time I ever met her. Certainly, and the first time I ever saw her, and she actually did a little singing for one of her fans on the phone. So here's our interview with Darlene Love. She was in New York for a Christmas concert at the Apollo Theater, and she stopped by our studio.
My baby's always the one who tried to think they've never done, just because of that they say, hey, he's a rebel and he'll never ever be any good.
There you go, 34 past the hour, this morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
No, I'm going back to my womb-like state now, because this is one of those songs I came up with.
That's your song, that's the laugh you hear is Darlene Love, that is her song.
The great Darlene Love.
Yes.
Good morning.
That she recorded, she ghost-recorded for the Crystals.
Yes.
Now, ghost-recorded, that's not something we hear anymore. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's Phil Spector moved to California, and he met me, and he asked me to come into the studio. I rehearsed and learned the song He's a Rebel, and recorded it under the name of the Crystals.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So now, Phil Spector then was a genius. Did you feel
he was.
That?
I still feel he is today.
Yeah.
He paved the way for a lot of this going on now, because we did everything that people are doing today with 100 tracks.
Oh, right.
With 3 tracks.
That's unbelievable. So they layered it. Yep.
Exactly.
Now, you were a church singer, gospel singer, right?
My father was a preacher.
Ah, there you go.
And I grew up in church.
Now, did you get a lot of flack when you decided to start singing secular music, singing with a guy who was what, around your age, only slightly older than you?
Matter of fact, I got a lot of flack from the members of the church more so than my father, because my father said, we were doing a television show called Shindig back in 2005. And he told them, well, how you know she's watching? How you know she's on the show? Unless you're watching it. So it's all right for you to watch it, but for her not to be on the show. So he kind of like, stomped it cold,
Yeah.
Don't turn on the radio and listen to his thing if it's offending you.
What was it like the first time you heard yourself? on the radio?
It was amazing for me and people that knew it was me singing He's a Rebel.
It's what was it like just now to hear it?
Funny. Sound like Mickey Mouse.
No, but you know what? Those piano chords at the beginning are like a signature piece of rock and roll.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that dun, 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 dun. I mean, you know right away what that song is.
It's amazing. And you did Run Run.
They do Run Run. Run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's sure the boy I love.
Yeah. Which and you now you're here doing a show. We should talk about the show.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing a show for the first time at the Apollo.
Wow.
I actually worked the Apollo 40 years ago.
Wow.
Really?
This year.
Yeah.
I was with Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and we appeared there as Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans in 1964.
Really?
Now here I am 40 years later going back into the Apollo as Darling Love and doing my Christmas show.
See, that's the thing that always kind of mystified me about how Phil Spector worked, because it was almost as though the singers, although very distinct, were kind of like interchangeable parts. You recorded as Bobby Sox, you recorded as Darlene Love, you recorded as a member of the Crystals. But now, how come the Ronettes managed to seemingly stay intact and he shifted the Crystals and these other groups around so much?
Because the Ronettes came to California and recorded. The Crystals did not.
Ah, okay.
And Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans lived in California. The group was actually made up of a group called the Blossoms.
Okay.
And we met Bobby Sheen, who became Bobby Sox of Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. But the Blossoms actually did all the recording for the Crystals. We did all the background for the Ronettes, most of the background, and of course for Darling Love. And it was just all interchangeable. Matter of fact, there was a time when everybody thought that Darling Love was singing everything. But they didn't know. Yeah, but they didn't even know who she was. They thought maybe it was a member of the Crystals or a member of the Ronettes. But it wasn't me, a real person.
How did you keep track of royalties?
Or did
what
you?
Royalties? That's how we kept track of. We didn't get any.
Really?
No.
Spector kept all the money?
He kept it all.
Oh, man.
It's so hard to believe that. There was a time.
I love him.
It's so hard to believe there was a time where it wasn't completely personality-driven. Because, I mean, now the entire music industry is personality-driven.
Right. I think Phil Spector was doing that, too. He was trying to build build himself, not his singing.
Just him. Like, I am the master genius of all
I'm
things.
I'm the man in the middle of the circus.
Wow.
I cracked the whip. Yes.
When you recorded, did you hear all of the symphonic stuff and that wall of sound in the background in your head? Or did that come, I mean, did you kind of like record a track and then you heard it as a finished product?
I heard it as a finished product, but Phil Spector started using echo. They had an echo chamber in the studio at Gold Star, and okay. Phil Spector was the first person to start using echo.
Yeah.
Some kind of way he did it, but we did layer, which nobody was doing at the time. Because usually when we recorded back in the late 50s and the early 60s, everybody was thrown in the studio at the same time. All the musicians, the background singers, and the lead singer, and everybody recorded at the same time.
So you had like 100 people in there?
Yeah, sometimes.
Unbelievable.
Take a number, please.
That's
incredible. Exactly,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So some, there's a lot of people, from what I've read about Phil Spector, that were in the studio that went on to have, wasn't Sonny Bono there?
Sonny Bono used to work for Phil Spector. And
yeah.
I met Cher when she was 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
She was Sonny's girlfriend at
right.
the time.
She wasn't singing at
all.
No, she wasn't. Just hanging around chewing gum?
Hanging out. Her bangs used to be long and down past her eyes, and she used to have long, straight hair.
And what do you think of pop music now?
What is pop music? What's pop music? Pop?
What do you like? I guess I'm referring to people like Britney Spears. And I mean, do you think it has any integrity whatsoever? Because I can't listen to it. Maybe
I think if they didn't take their clothes off, they'd be...
Well,
nobody would pay any attention.
Hey, but exactly. They got software that can make Britney Spears sound like Darlene Love.
They can do anything they want now.
It's cheating. Don't you think it's cheating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then when you see them in public, I won't call any names, but I know people who work on the stage that they have singers that sing exactly what they're singing while they're
right.
on stage.
Now,
that's a good thing.
I'm telling you. Well, to help them get through the show.
Well, I mean, I'm saying
like what
you
I'm singing,
somebody.
Like I'm singing, he's a rebel, and
right.
he'll let somebody sing exactly word for word what I'm singing.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So it's not a tape, there's actually somebody standing there.
Standing behind, yeah.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And they look like a background singer, so nobody
right.
knows
that's
the distance.
How they do it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
my God.
Exactly.
But now, what did you do? You, at a point, began recording with people other than Phil Spector. You
right.
recorded with the Beach Boys,
well,
Dan Pashman's favorite group.
That's what I did for a living before I met Phil Spector.
Really?
I was a background singer. Oh, wow. And I sung for the Mamas and the Papas, Johnny Rivers, Jan and Dean.
What songs?
You name them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I guess, you know, singers could make a really good living back then.
We right? did. I don't know how, days. Why I ever left. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, you did a few movies, too, right?
I played Danny Glover's right. wife in all the Lethal Weapon movies. Mm. Right.
Now, how did that happen? I mean,
living here in New York. I tell you, I love New York. The casting director was a Darley Love fan, and he used to come to the Bottom Line to see me all the time. And he called my office one day and asked me if I'd be interested in being in a movie with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I said, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right?
There was no, hold on, let me check.
What do you want me to do? When do we start? And actually, my audition was with Dick Donner, the director, okay. and I just sat and talked with him for an hour. And he said, well, as far as I'm concerned, you have the part. Of course, you know, I didn't believe that, being in show business.
I understand. How do you take care of your instrument? I mean, you know, a lot of singers have rituals and routines that they go through. They want tea or a particular kind of tea or a particular kind of honey. What do you do?
Anything warm. And when I'm working, mostly, like I did a show at Rainbow and Stars.
Oh, sure.
For 3 years, I did my Christmas show there, and it's 10 shows a week. You're off on Sundays and Monday, which I do nothing. I don't talk. I
don't
do anything.
Answer the phone?
No, don't really? Answer the phone. My friends that know how my schedule is, they know I'm on voice rest. I don't talk. I drink a lot of hot stuff. I drink about 8 to 12 glasses of water a day.
Oh, okay.
I get my sleep at night when I can. And the biggest thing is talking.
Just don't talk.
My husband loves it.
You're going to ask me to substitute for Mara, but I guess that's out. Huh? But, you know, one thing I have to say, I generally hate Christmas music. For whatever reason, I just don't like it. It sounds maudlin. It sounds. But okay. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home was the one Christmas song that I always loved. I could always tolerate that because it had this kind of, I don't know, it was, first of all, it was identifiably Phil Spector. Because
yes.
It had that sound
and
in the
everything,
background.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that has been an enduring song for you, and there was some difficulty in you singing it at a point?
No, not Christmas Baby. River
okay.
Deep was the record.
Oh, River Deep?
River Deep, he Mountain High, because I heard it first, and I thought it was for me, mm-hmm. and he said he wasn't sure who he was going to give it to, and then Tina ended up singing it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So
but Christmas Baby, Please Come Home was actually written for me.
No, that wasn't. He did.
Yes.
Okay. He had that written for you.
And I still love that song today because it sounds just as fresh.
Yeah.
As it did when it was recorded over 40 years ago.
Letterman loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm on his TV show every year.
Now, was there any fighting, I mean, like amongst the talent? Like,
no,
just,
you know why?
Tina Turner.
But
I mean,
it wasn't with Tina. It
okay.
was with Phil.
All right, so it went through Phil.
But there was never any fighting among the groups. I was the oldest. Everybody else, I was like 18, 19. Everybody else was like 12, 13, 14. So I was like the mama. You know, so I would walk in the studio. Plus, I was already a professional singer by doing background singer with some of the greatest that, you know, ever. I mean, I did Elvis Presley's 1968 comeback special.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I worked with Frank Sinatra.
That's the one where he's wearing the black leather jacket.
Yes.
I saw
yes.
you. So
in the round in the circle.
Right. With
yes.
the little, uh-huh. And
right.
So you're on that show?
I'm actually on it. He does a gospel segment. Where
right,
he's
right.
coming down, and the three blossoms are surrounding him.
Oh, I got to get the tape.
And I also did Change of Habit with him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Nice
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Oh, unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Had a real magnetism. Let's
he really
about that.
Did. He what? Really did have a magnetism.
We'll talk about it more when we come back. It's 44 past the hour. We're talking to Darlene Love, 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For
every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You want evening news, and on CNN, your choices are better than ever.
At 5 Eastern,
join Will Blitzer, a world-class journalist with more clout, more respect.
At 6,
Lou Dobbs, a newsman who's not afraid to take on the big issues.
And at 7,
Anderson Cooper's got the insight and the guts to go way beyond the headlines. Will Blitzer, Lou Dobbs, Anderson Cooper.
When your day ends,
your choices begin. Every evening, CNN has the choices you can trust.
Does going to the doctor make you nervous? Does sitting in a dentist chair make you crazy? Does flying make you want to jump out of your skin, if not the plane? Do social situations make you reach for alcohol? Are you carrying pills for anxiety or depression in your pocket or purse right now? Have you heard these radio commercials before and said, "Hey, that's me," and yet you haven't called for this free tape? Are you really willing to let anxiety rob you of happiness and confidence forever? Do you want to continue to depend on alcohol or medication for relief? You've only got one life. Do you know there really is a better way? Please, call right now for a wonderful free tape that could change your life and show you how to help yourself. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-600-9202 for this wonderful free tape. That's 1-800-600-9202. Call 1-800-600-9202.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Run, 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 run
50 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
They do Darling
Love. I can't believe that's you.
Yay.
It's making me cry a little bit. It's very exciting.
Now, we got somebody on the phone that says they're a longtime Crystal fan.
Okay.
Hey, John, what's going on in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Hey, John.
Hey, listen, this is the best birthday present I could ever ask for today. Thank you, Darlene.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a big 55 today. I've been a Crystals fan since I was 13. He gets up in the morning and he goes downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's his boss and he's lost. And he okay, well, that's enough for me.
All right.
Good job.
All right, John.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
See you later.
Bye. See, he's one of those. He's just like me that way. You know? You couldn't have known.
Excited.
Yeah, right? You couldn't have known at the time that this music was going to be this timeless.
Never. I never thought. Matter of fact, we called it bubblegum music.
Really?
Like
if I was going to go away.
But, you know, and then I've met a lot of entertainers like Elton John or, you know, like a Sting who say this music, as far as they're concerned, started rock and roll.
Really?
The Boss, I mean, you know, and Steve Van Zandt, all of these people credit me and Phil Spector with starting the real rock and roll.
Right, that's funny because Dan Pashman, son of Louis and Linda Pashman, who's our producer, associate producer, he credits Bruce Springsteen as starting everything. He thinks Bruce Springsteen started time itself. That,
and you know, music.
There was nothing but a dark void before Springsteen.
That, right?
Yeah.
It kind of gives us a little credit.
Yeah, right?
So tell us a little bit about Elvis because, you know, everybody, you know, is he's sort of a mystical figure, great charismatic.
Elvis was so nice. When we started doing his 1968 comeback special, because he knew my affiliation with gospel music, he used to go get his guitar, and we used to sit and sing for hours.
Really?
Just gospel music. And then he would go, do you know this one? He'd start playing, and we'd all start singing it. It was
really
fun.
And he knew all the songs and everything?
He knew the songs. He said he learned gospel music from going to black churches in the South, listening to them at the window.
Wow.
Because he couldn't go in the church.
Really?
But he would stand outside and listen.
Bill Clinton said that, too, I think.
Leave Bill alone.
No, he's our guy. Believe me, he is our guy.
I know he is.
You actually did some campaigning this year, didn't you?
Yes, I did some campaigning, yeah.
We all tried.
We tried.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't understand? Please explain to
me
how you got all those people to register, and then they didn't go and vote.
That's a weird thing, right?
What happened?
Well, a lot more people went to vote, but I mean,
but you know what they did? They did a thing, and they went. They said 20% voted last year, and 20% voted again.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is that in certain precincts, you know, especially in black neighborhoods, the lines were just too long because they didn't staff them correctly, and a lot of people went home. I bet that was part of the big scam.
They didn't do the roadblock thing like they did in Florida 4 years ago, where they had the cops stopping people, saying, "Wait a minute, no, the polls are back this way." Come vote tomorrow.
Right. Instead, they just had one machine in the neighborhood for 50,000
people.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there may still be people online.
actually, there is a march in Ohio.
Yes.
It's like this Saturday, December 4th at 1 p.m. at the Ohio State House in Columbus, Ohio, to ensure that every vote is counted. Go to our links at morningsedition.com for details.
Yeah, the Reverend Jesse Jackson is
coming. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's going to
have to. We didn't hear a lot from him this year.
I know. He calls here again.
He's going out on the road, you know, he and Reverend Allen, you know, the activist crew.
Oh, Lord. Well, we did a lot of work with Bruce Springsteen this year.
Really?
You know, for Reverend the Democrat Allen. Convention.
Now, your phone rings a lot, I bet you, huh? People call, you know, you're free. How do you pick and choose what gigs to do?
Ones that pay the most. No, I'm only kidding.
That's a good question.
I do a lot of benefits. And during Christmas time, I do a lot of children charities, hospitals, and the whole thing.
What about the, like, when you were working with Spectrum, it's notorious that so many artists got ripped off, you know, for so long in rock and roll, you know, and now, you know, if you play your cards right, you can really get protected and make a lot of money.
Right.
What was the feeling back then? That it was just the way it was?
Not so much it was the way it was. We had recording contracts. But I've learned to live long enough to see recording contracts don't mean anything.
Okay.
We had a legitimate recording contract with Phil Spector.
Okay.
And he just didn't pay the royalties.
So you have no protection whatsoever?
We have none. Wow.
And
unless you want to go and find a lawyer that said, I'm sorry, you have to give me $20,000 to fight this case before I even start. Where are we going to get $20,000 from?
And the case would be against Spectre.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did eventually did sue Phil Spectre about 7 years ago. And
oh, good.
Yes,
really?
Yeah.
You got the money?
I got the money.
Can I have some?
No. As long as it took me to get it, I understand.
Believe me, I understand. So now, you're based here in New York.
I live in Rockland County.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've been in New York almost 20 years now. I came here to do a play called Leader of the Pack.
Oh, yeah, the Shangri-La song.
Yeah. And I stayed, and I've been here ever since.
Now, yeah, it's funny. The Shangri-Las were not produced by Phil Spector, but they did kind of have that sound behind it.
Leader of the Pack?
Yeah. Because of the music.
Yeah.
You know, the same writers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same
writers. The same producer, same writers.
See, I'm learning stuff here. This is the kind of stuff you have to go online to find out information.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. It's been a real honor having you.
That was amazing. You know what's amazing is that, you know, besides her being her, is that she's just a consummate professional entertainer.
Oh, yeah. And her voice really hasn't changed all that much over the years. I mean, she recorded this stuff now 34 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's still got the pipes.
What's also great is that it was good enough to hold up for this long that somebody, you know, as somebody who's been in show business, you know, it's fascinating and it's great that somebody can nurture a career. You know, she has a great voice. But the hits were like a long time ago.
They were a long time ago, but she's managed to nurture certainly the career doing the Lethal Weapon stuff. And the fact that, you know, she was at the bottom line here in New York for a pretty long stretch before the club closed.
Right.
And you couldn't get near those things. I mean, each show she did was sold out.
So it's really not just a song that she just is phenomenal talent.
Yeah.
Real professional, real sweet person, too.
Very nice.
People. Very nice what she did for that guy on the phone. In our next hour, we're going to with a couple of our regular guests. One is a media critic, one is a food critic, but we can usually get them going on just about anything. Jeff Jarvis and Tom Richmond will be with us when we come back. It's 2 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Food Edition on Air America Radio.
Want a job that offers excellent pay, security, automatic pay increases, paid sick leave, paid vacation, disability insurance, pension, and more? That's exactly what a civil service job can offer. The Training Center for Civil Service Jobs is Civil Service Career Center in Manhattan. Call 212-971-3434. After passing your exam, you can be starting a career in civil service. Some jobs offer starting salaries of more than $20 per hour. There are postal jobs, jobs with the IRS, immigration, clerical, administrative, computers, and more. The Civil Service Career Center's experienced instructors will give you all the training you need. Call 212-971-3434. Remember, once you have a civil service job, you have that job for life. Start a career that you and your family can be proud of. Civil Service Career Center is not an employment agency nor government affiliated. Don't miss out. Call now. 212-971-3434. That number again, 212-971-3434.
971-3434. This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Pentagon's top general, Richard Myers, yesterday declared that the deadly attack inside the mess hall in Mosul early in the week, killing 22, must have been a work of a suicide bomber. General Myers says it looked like an improvised explosive device was worn by the attacker. Many inside and out, the military are in disbelief of the vulnerability of the base, where both American and Iraqi forces were stationed. Many contend the situation could have been prevented. Military officials involved thought the attack was a result of deadly rocket fire, but no remnants of the rocket were found. He added that if it had been an explosive device, remnants would have also been found. Despite the deadly attack on Mosul and other parts of Iraq, both General Myers and his boss, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, maintained the U.S. is winning the war against the insurgents. Experts say the suspected suicide attack inside an army mess hall in Iraq is mind-boggling from a security point of view. They say it represents a breach of the most basic principles
principles of military security and points out significant weaknesses in the screening of Iraqis who are allowed onto the base. Each retired Army officer who helps design security training for the military says, "It blows my mind that the force protection on the base is that poor." Mitch Mitchell and other experts say it's obvious the military is not taking the basic protective actions for U.S. troops in Iraq. On most bases, troops have their meals in large dining hall tents instead of in small, scattered groups. That presents a tempting target for incidents. The Pentagon is defending its security arrangements. And speaking to the Pentagon's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday, gave an emotion-filled response to the spate of deadly attacks on American soldiers in the last 72 hours. Secretary told the grieving families that he too feels their pain. He reminded them he and other members within the administration are working round the clock to offer the best protection for the troops. Rumsfeld's comments were in sharp contrast to statements he's made in recent months. Some of the comments have lacked sensitivity, which have spawned calls, for his dismissal. Rumsfeld suffered embarrassment earlier this month when he was unable to give an adequate explanation to a soldier questioning their need to cannibalize equipment for adequate protection. He also fell short of showing sensitivity by failing to personally sign letters of condolence to the very families he told yesterday that he shares their pain. Rumsfeld yesterday, in expressing his grief, read from a prepared script. Marquise Roberts is one soldier who has had enough. 23-year-old Army specialist already went to Iraq once, but Uncle Sam said that wasn't enough. Roberts, his wife, and cousin are being ordered to stand trial in an alleged plot to keep the enlisted man out of Iraq by shooting him in the leg. An attorney for the wife says the three simply wanted to keep their family together and that their intentions were good, thinking the judgment was horrible. The three are charged with aggravated assault, and other counts. Air America Radio News.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's taste just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of the Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. The programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Veloz, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Veloz got rid of the virus, and kicked every spyware program off my machine. And now Veloz automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry free. Want to be worry free and get your computer back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Veloz. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Veloz put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. But call Veloz right now. 800-243-1483.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Beglitz from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you'll trust, you'll buy one. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Unfiltered. Thursday on Unfiltered. Post that holiday like it's very white. Our guest host and protection city councilor and field clerk. Plus, don't fight the in-laws, fight the power. It's Chuck D. And this holiday season, do you know how to choose the Bloomer? Plus, Jamal Watson, executive editor of the New York Amsterdam News, drops by to talk about the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Bah humbug! On Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic hits and all new stuff for you today, because this song is Morning Sedition. Past the hour on Air America Radio. Good morning, geniuses, philosophers, kings and queens, working class heroes, people on vacation. I hope you're having a great time. People who aren't in vacation, I hope you get a few days off. I hope the holiday season's going as well as we can possibly go. And I hope be careful. Because Riley and I are on vacation. There's nothing we can do to help you right now.
I'd like to send special Christmas greetings to the euro, the currency that will eat America.
And you're going to be spending at this
point. I will be spending all my money in England. Every last dime I made here on the shores of the USA, I'm going to have to spend in England because the exchange rate is 2-1 now.
And I will be at my home in Los Angeles, sitting on my back deck.
Are you like at the top of a hill? Can you see down below you?
Is that... I can, yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Don't you ever want to just like the bonanza thing?
It's pretty fascinating. The most fascinating, if we're going to just talk about stuff, was on because I live in a primarily Mexican neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And on 4th of July, man, let me tell you something. The people in my neighborhood... They save up for fireworks neighborhood. I mean, it was like I just sat in front of my house. I was like, oh my god, that's bigger than the one you see at the stadium,
Yeah.
So, anyways, what we're doing with these shows, it's Christmas, not the 4th of July. I hope you're having a good one, as I said. Is that we've got, it's not just the best stuff, we've got a lot of new stuff in each show. Tomorrow, we're going to rebroadcast the entire live show that we did in Boston.
That was fun.
It was great.
That was good. Really
I was a little overamped when we first got there. It was at a coffee shop. It was good coffee. There was free coffee cake. Now, we could barely talk.
I fell off the wagon on the coffee.
Oh, my God. So we're going to close out the morning by spending a little more time with some of our favorite critics today, too. Later in the hour, we'll have a brand new interview with food maestro Alan Richmond talking about holiday eats. But right now, let's listen to our most recent interview with the media critic Gianna Jarvis. He's the editor of BuzzMachine.com. He's also a former TV critic for TV Guide and People, and the creator, though not on his own dime, of Entertainment Weekly. He was also the writer and the finder of that information about the Parents Television Council, which is one of the Christo-fascist zombie brigades for the neocon death cult. Yes.
And bozos were trying to keep us from watching what we want to watch. That's
right.
What we want to listen to.
So we encapsulate that really quickly, that story from last week. So,
it was real quick. I saw that the FCC put its largest fine in history, $1.2 million, against Married by America because of complaints of a mere 159 Americans, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I filed a Freedom of Information request. Anybody can do, bloggers, journalists, whatever, anybody should have done. And so I want to see who complained. When I got it, they admitted they only had 90, and they only came from 23 people. And then when I looked into it, I saw that only all but two were identical. They all came from the Parents Television Council complaint factory.
So these are emails mailed, email petitions mailed to members of the Parents Television Council or the mailing list that they have, and then they just sort of like, if you want to be part of this, hit send, put your name on it.
It's even easier. You go to a web page, you put in your name or a first name, and you hit send. And that's it.
See, this is the illusion. This is part of their propaganda.
This is like was a project. The three soldiers in the fort put up 200 helmets on sticks. By the walls and not bigger than they are.
Good analogy.
What it really says is bigger than that. First, the FCC is going after free speech.
Right.
But secondly, what it says is the Moral Values Army is a load of crap.
Good.
They have not been taken over by a Moral Values Army. It's three guys with 200 helmets.
But what I'll tell you what Bill Donahue said on Scarsborough Country, that wasn't a load of crap. That is the real heart and soul of a type of hatred and a type of religiously justified hatred by certain religious people that really needs to be investigated.
The single most, if we're going to talk about media watchdog of the week. I'm going to start growling now.
Okay. We have that, but we didn't have something else, but I'll throw it to you. I'll give him a little one.
Oh, good.
There you go.
So good. It's radio. The growl of the week is the most disgusting, despicable, horrible moment on media all week was in MSNBC's Scarborough report with, hey, he's gone. Who am I going to pick to replace him?
Mm-hmm.
It's Pat Buchanan.
Right.
Well, and then they have a show about made-up war between the idea that, well, he's gone. He's going to award Michael Moore, and they're not going to award Passion of the Christ, as though Hollywood is evil. And that was the shit. Mm-hmm. They have on, and the first sin is the Bookers have on the most obnoxious people they can find. Basically, it's three right-wing rabid dogs against Rabbi Shmuley Botiak. He's not exactly a great friend anyway.
So
let's gang up on the token right. So then Bill Donahue, head of the Catholic League, whatever that is, says, and I quote, "Who really cares what Hollywood thinks?" Mind you, I'm quoting.
Right. Yeah.
So all these docs come out. They're Hollywood heads told by secular Jews, who hate Christianity in general, Catholicism in particular. It's not a secret, okay? And I'm not afraid to say it. That's why they hate this movie. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about truth. It's about the Messiah. Hollywood likes anal sex.
Wow, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Just out of nowhere, there's a perfectly reasonable tirade about how myself being a secular Jew, how we run Hollywood. I'm surprised I have time to do this. But but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, anal sex. Which, where did that come? How did that trigger in
Hollywood? And it also says that they, that's you,
yes,
like to see the public square with nativity scenes. I, says Donahue, like families. I like children. They like abortions.
Yeah.
It was disgusting in so many ways. It was also disgusting because the host of the show didn't say, "Well, you think that was a little strong there, Bill?"
Yeah.
You know?
She's still out there, aren't you?
But of course, it's Pat Buchanan, so he only acted him on. And it turns into the usual cable screaming match, but it was the lowest screaming match I've seen in ages. And I was sitting in a hotel room with not many channels, and so I had it on by chance. And it took me back. It was Andrew Sullivan on his blog, and I as well this week. The transcript, thank you, was up. It is frightening reading from MSNBC.
It's because The Passion of the Christ was a crappy movie.
Well, and an anti-Semitic movie. That's the whole point of this.
It's an anti-Semitic movie.
In many views it is, and I agree with that view. First, it was a crappy movie, yes.
Yeah.
So the whole pretext of the show was wrong. Hollywood is against God. The whole way it was booked was wrong. Let's get on the most ridiculous hotheads we can.
Right.
A Muslim woman who sides with the American right, which was all kinds of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get into that. I can't remember what she was. I apologize.
It's okay.
And then we go after, Rabbi Shmuley, who's not exactly the
representative. For, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's weird that they use this sort of, this type of anti-Semitism. This idea that re-sparks something mythic. It's a mythic. This idea about the Jews killing Jesus and then, us being, we're killing him again. I think they should blame Mel Gibson. I mean, he's the one who killed him over and over again and made $450 million doing it. He made $500 million on the back of Christ. Now, look, as a Jew, I'm not saying we didn't have anything to do with it, but I will say that,
all right, hold on now. Molly found our guy.
But let me
get Bernie Kerik in to arrest you.
Okay. It's a good transition. Right? Now, what about Bernie Kerik? Now, you must have some media analysis of that guy on TV.
Now, that was an amazing little. It's the problem of black happens at nominations. You can't forget it's nominated. I was no fan of Tom Ridge and his Geranimals strategy for Homeland Security.
Yes.
So, to me, get a cop in there, all right, so he's a fan of Bush. Of course he is.
Yeah.
Bernie Kerik, okay, he's a cop.
Yeah.
But on the one hand, you have the lionization of Bernie Kerik. Let's salute Bernie. On the other hand, in the other media, you have, there's got to be something wrong with him. Nobody knew what.
They didn't have to dig too deep.
Well, no, let me tell you something. A lot of people knew, but they didn't have the hard evidence. This reminds me so much of the situation with Jim McGreevy and Golden Seipel. When you have somebody that is sponsored by someone, and it's a highly sensitive job, mm-hmm. and suddenly watches their entire career implode before their very eyes. It was incredible. And the interesting thing is a lot of media people say, well, gee, didn't they know about this? Or didn't they know about this? And now the Daily News got a front page story that says the guy was kicking around.
But that's what the point about media is. I was the dumbest person in New Jersey. I didn't know about the governor.
Really?
Clueless. I live in New Jersey. I didn't know. Because I asked all kinds of media people who I have friends, and I said,
yeah.
They knew. Why didn't we know something?
Yeah.
And the same here. Now, on the other hand, so absolutely. The man who's running Homeland Security over immigration have an immigration problem doesn't watch.
No.
On the other hand, so he has a sex life. Howard Stern this morning said, pardon me, I couldn't get your signal out where I live. He too wrote a book with Judith Regan, and he said there's a lot of sexual sparks with this woman, and it was in his home when he was still married, so they didn't do anything. But then he had this horrible fear.
Howard just assumed that he could have.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What could have, would have. Yeah. Yeah. It was his real fear in is that she also enjoyed Rush Limbaugh's book.
Yeah.
Just,
ooh, I can't even imagine. Oh,
man, who wants those swappy seconds?
Yeah, really.
What happens to a guy? How is this going to impact, you know, Giuliani in the media? How is going to, I mean, obviously, Carrick's a thug. And obviously, Giuliani was, you know, the head thug. Helps this thug get to where he's going to be. And now, how, you know, what does the media have to do to reframe Giuliani as this, you know?
Well, I think it started today. You have the front of the New York Times today saying that Giuliani's apologizing to Bush and trying to back up as fast as he can. It's like an old cartoon. He's going back with smoke behind him. You know, and I think he'll be fine. He's still got the halo over him.
We're talking to Jeff Jarvis at Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio. Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Pitching his male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't you score power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. From it's the first step toward healthier credit. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-Equifax. That's first Equifax. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power at ScorePower at Equifax.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks of work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. So now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls, and I worry about her living on her own. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, a 24-hour medical and emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help them on the way. Whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department, I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert. And I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-700-4315 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-700-4315. That's 1-800-700-4315.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding. Hatred is more common than tolerance. Conflict is more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Golo Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Wilbur Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at thoughtofcitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com. victim.
If your debt is out of control and you're buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to pay for the special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call
800-637-9841. Welcome back, people. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. This is Air America Radio. We are listening to our friend, Mr. Jeff Jarvis. He's the media critic. He's from BuzzMachine.com. And in this next segment, he's going to be talking about Rumsfeld, of course. And
that Q&A with the soldier.
Yeah, the only time that he was sort of confronted and, with some real questions. And he's going to talk a little bit about Dan Rather and about reporters in general.
Yeah.
So let's listen. People talk about, corporate media, big media, mainstream media, not doing their job, which is obviously true because there's a lot of obstacles, in the path of that, one being, corporate interests, the other being ideological interests, right? So now you get a situation, like we talked to Mick Ware a lot, Michael Ware, and he's an amazing reporter. He's the only guy, he's one out of, a handful of guys that's had the courage to ride with the insurgency, in Iraq and really do some real reporting. And then you got a situation where Sergeant Wilson is asking Donald Rumsfeld a question that was fed to him by a reporter who was embedded with him, and people were trying to, blame the reporter on everything. But the truth of the matter is that that's what the reporter had to do to get a question through to one of the leaders that, it's an important topic for the people that they
really reveals the problem with information and freedom of information on both sides of this equation, right? On the one hand, yeah, it's an important story. The story has to get out. You find a way to get it out. The guy did that, and I agree with all that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, two arguments with the reporter. One is he did use the soldier. Now, how much the soldier wanted to be used is really up to the soldier. But at some point, this guy's ass could be grass.
Yeah.
And so that's an issue. It's kind of a, relationship, moral relationship of him and the soldier. He sees the guy. The second is that he then didn't reveal it in his story, and that's way wrong. And the problem in media today, the biggest problem, I think, is a lack of transparency.
Okay.
And rather, right? That's the real issue. Is the guy should have been honest with at least his readers and said, this is how this came about. He bragged in an email to the newsroom, aren't I a smart reporter, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And he really should have said, here's how I had to get the information. That would have been a good story.
So now, how do you think that this administration, somebody like Rumsfeld, do you see a pattern of sort of, not taking responsibility, but you have to see personal. They seem to be really brilliant at subterfuge and just letting things dissipate.
I don't get a meeting. I think that it's the buzzword of the age is transparency.
Okay.
What we're talking about is more information. One way or the other, we simply don't have enough vehicles over there, right? Well, whatever the blame is, let's get more of them.
Right.
Let's solve the friggin' problem.
Right.
And that's not what's happening. So if it's over this running around trying to hide who did what where, we're not dealing with the real problem.
Well, let's talk about Dan Rather for a second and just the integrity of information. We live in an over-informatized world to some degree, and the amount of phishing and searching and parsing one has to do just on an individual basis. It's very complicated. Now, what about the integrity of information? How does the media check itself for information?
We all have a new benefit now, which is I don't want to become a blogger triumphalist, but you have the citizens media out there willing to help you.
Yeah.
What Dan Rather should have said when he got caught 18 minutes after his broadcast with Jesus looks suspicious, but he should have said,
thanks. I want to get to the truth, too. Instead, he waited 12 days to say anything.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a lack of transparency. That's a feeling that the media is the predator. Well, it's not. Everybody knows stuff, right? People can know stuff. A soldier can ask a question to get to the news. I can file a Freedom of Information request to get to the news. Bloggers can fact check Dan Rather's ass.
It's also a fear of him showing himself to be human, infallible, and
he built himself a pedestal, and he didn't build stairs back then.
Yeah, but you know what? We talked to Jim Moore, who works, he's been reporting from Texas for years,
yeah.
And something he said that struck me was that Texas journalists knew that the alleged source of Rather's information was suspect from the beginning, that Rather never checked. That there was, just like with Bernie Kerik, there were a lot of people who knew but didn't say anything,
exactly.
Or at least were not asked.
Well, now, here's the next chapter. This is the story coming up for next week that we'll watch next, is CBS has the commission looking into this,
mm-hmm.
And the report's about ready to come out, and the site that's been dogging this called ratherbias.com, which is going to be unemployed pretty soon, I imagine, and saying that there's a big debate going on with inside CBS, and I know part of that myself, as to how to release this, and the question is, how much are they going to release, and will they release the whole thing?
About what?
About the whole investigation of Rathergate itself, and you know, should CBS learn its bloody lesson? Be transparent now, if ever. Open up all your drawers, and show us all what happened there, and let us in. That's what media demands, that the people we cover are transparent, yet we aren't transparent ourselves.
But
CBS
needs
to do
this. I mean, if transparency doesn't hurt your cash flow, or I put it this way, if transparency doesn't help your cash flow, why do it?
Because at some point you're going to lose your credibility, and that is your only asset.
Yeah, but what do you see as who has the credibility now? I mean, they're now saying, telling Brian Williams, is that the new guy?
Yeah.
They're not telling him to
laugh it up.
Crack a few more jokes.
Well, network, because I sat next to Garrick Utley, a legendary NBC correspondent, sure. Something like this, by chance, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a whole guy. He gets it. Network says that 10 years ago, Network News basically framed these last.
They sold itself. They sold themselves out.
Well, and that, and a whole new competition has come along. Since the world is changing. It's not a world of one size fits all news media anymore. That era is over.
Right.
And, well, get what you want, when you want it, where you want it, and we have more control. We do the people have more control. This is it.
But there's also when you know when all the people you know have the control. You know, it's very easy to get falsehoods out there too. It's very easy to start gossip momentum.
But I find in this new world, things get fact checked really fast.
Right.
The audience fact checked Dan Rather in 18.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that gives me hope.
Sure,
there are bozos and liars everywhere. So in media, out of media, everywhere. But the point is, now that we have this mechanism of the web, I think the truth tends to gather like white blood cells on the
story totally discredited.
You know, I can't even remember now all details because the story became rather. I know it wasn't totally so discredited, but you know, on the other hand, the buzzplugging, my stance on my blog, buzzmachine.com plug, was that I didn't care about either Kerry's or Rather's military carrier bushes,
right.
Because I cared about the future more. That the campaign got way too mixed up in this mudslinging.
Let's talk about Rather's future. Does he get the big stand off that Brokaw got? Is this going to, you know, is this going to rain on his parade? Is he going to have to walk away in shame because he did a lot of great work for a long time?
I think he'll give himself that stand off, but I think it inevitably draws like a magnet all the yes buts you can imagine.
Well, you don't think CBS is going to give him the truth?
They kind of have to,
okay.
But it's going to bring out everybody with every little what's the frequency kind of moment in his career.
Right.
And I think that's what's going to be. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. He's just human. It's an absurd view. All he does is read for a living.
Right.
You actually talk and think for a living.
Right, we try.
Sometimes.
Oh, man. I think you're giving too much credit, don't you, Riley?
Just a little.
But it's good. I'll take it. So, Jeff Jarvis will be back again in the next few weeks. Hopefully, you know, we're going to be hearing more from him. We got Alan Richmond coming up with a new interview. A new interview about holiday food.
Yeah.
Which Riley's always saying, mac and cheese.
Dry white turkey,
All right, Alan Richmond up next.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you don't even know where to get startup money.
That's my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
And then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Byrne. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Look, call 1-800-921-BURN, 800-921-BURN, 800-921-BURN.
What is Bob?
You can
take this job and tell you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? Buying a business, start from scratch. How about startup money? You even know where to get started, honey?
Yep. My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan? You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It's showing exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Byrne. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Bentley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away this free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Oh, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the loss of shipping. We'll give you all now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Nope, now you can get 13 lists of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 10 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in our continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Randy Rose.
If you can't tolerate a Christmas tree or a Manova or a crescent moon on the top of a steeple, there's something wrong with you. Tolerate that goes right through your level of tolerance. Manova will and won't tolerate. And you need to figure that out because that's wrong to do. And liberals know it and they live it and they practice it and they defend it and they celebrate it and they go to court when people are prohibited from expressing.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
Okay, we're here. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh. Our guest in studio, Alan Richman, is the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. He is the culinary culinary critic for GQ magazine. He's also the dean of food journalism at the French Culinary Institute. He's a frequent guest now.
Wow, I'm back. And this is very exciting for me because you guys have eating habits that are sort of puzzling.
No, what do you think? I'll eat anything pretty much.
Not me.
And now we got holidays coming up. And with us being a Jew that I am, I'm a big fan. I cook my own latkes. I know how to do it. How do you cook for the latkes? Do you like them like shrimp? The big shred. Well, not crisp, but you know, some people mush it. And
No. Mushy is it's
grated potato.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Of course, you can get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's how I think with the onion, and a little mozzarella, meal,
egg. You've got to get it really crisp.
Right, yeah, okay. You got to get the oil hot and make them really crisp.
Yeah, soggy potato pancakes are really bad.
Have you ever had any sweet potato pancakes, any vodka variations?
I don't know, I'm Jewish too. Of course, I've had every variation there is. You're like, you're going to surprise me?
You're going to surprise me.
I've had the parsnips are good in potato pancakes. I've had the parsnips and potatoes. They're fabulous.
Yeah, makes sense. A little sweetness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what are the big, I noticed, like one thing I've always noticed in magazines when I was growing up is that people give food. As gifts through mail. People can order meat. You can order fruit. You can order fruit cakes. But meat through the mail.
Oh, the best. The best.
Who are those brothers that I always see? There's always an ad for Omaha, these brothers.
Omaha.
Brothers?
Yeah.
Brothers? Those are cough drops. Sorry.
The brothers. What are the big meat mailers?
Well, I like, Harrington's. Those are great mail order pork. Pork is what you want.
Riley, you're losing them.
Not me, pal.
Come on. Bacon and ham through the mail are two of the greatest products in the world. You don't like that?
Not to imitate Louis Farrakhan, but I don't eat the swine.
That's right. See what I'm talking about?
But I'm a Jew. I'll eat the meat. I'll eat the pork. So you can order good bacon.
Bacon. The best bacon in the world comes to the mail. There's a million places.
Well, because it's smoky.
Yeah, the smokehouses. Yeah, it's all over the country. Just go online and smokehouse. Order anybody's. I can guarantee it'll be good.
Really? And what about the steaks? That seems a little...
Well, it's not the best thing in the world. They're all right, but frozen meat is still frozen meat. You want your meat to be fresh.
Do me a favor, because I went to what's the name? The place down on Gansford Street.
The
meat packing district. What's meat? What's butcher in Italian? What's the name of the place?
I'm supposed to have language skills.
Look, I went down to a restaurant. I got a porterhouse for two, and they make a great porterhouse steak. What's the difference between aged meat and not aged meat?
Well, all meat is aged to a certain extent. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it'll be just bloody and tough and awful. But when you're talking aged meat, sometimes they'll age it as long as a month, and it just sits there until it gets really grotty. And I'm saying people like
grotty?
It a lot. Grotty. It's sort of, a little meat. It's a bunch of going rancid.
Marcelleria, I think, is the name of the place.
Marcelleria? I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's terrific. So grotty does what to the meat?
It makes it very tender and very pungent and very rich and very deep tasting. But it also takes away a little of the freshness and the bloodiness and it's a different flavor altogether. It's very much an acquired taste.
Okay.
Aged
meat.
Aged meat. I like it, but you have to like this.
High-end steak places like Peter Luger's or
like age it a little bit. They'll age it probably, I don't know exactly, but they'll age it probably a couple weeks, maybe 10 days. Maybe a little less. But you have to age meat. You have to age steaks.
And he doesn't eat steak.
I don't eat steaks either.
No. Let's talk turkey. What about birds?
That is an old English tradition to hang partridge and game bird until they get really rancid and rotten.
Turkey meat doesn't like that either.
I don't eat that either.
Let's talk goose.
Goose
Christmas.
Sorry.
You like goose?
Nope.
No goose.
No duck.
And streaky. If you want to know what it's like to eat goose, you want to learn. Take a turkey leg and eat it outside the ring. Nope. So it gets really wet. That's what goose tastes like to me.
You've eaten goose and you've eaten a turkey leg in the rain. What, you're thrown out of your house? Get out, Alan.
I've been thrown out of my house a lot. But let's not discuss marriage, please.
Oh, Lord.
Take the turkey leg. That's all you get.
No.
So, goose. The only
duck. Duck. But, people try to cook duck. Don't cook duck unless you know how to get the skin crisp.
My father was a big, rest his soul, he loved duck. That was his thing. I don't like duck. I don't like goose. I like dry, turkey.
We went through this. You put the cranberry sauce on top. Did you do that at Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did.
Wasn't it better with cranberry sauce?
Yeah, it was.
All right, let's talk about goose. Because one time I had goose, it was at a guy's birthday party. Someone came and cooked it. No one had utensils. It was like 40 people there. there, and there was not enough plates and everything. So they all had this cooked goose, and people were just pulling at it.
Greasy, disgusting.
Oh, it was
just with it. It's like, well, they do that in the South, pulled pork. You know, pork.
No, that's not a problem. If it's real tender, you pick it up.
Yeah, that's good. I don't want to rip goose with my bare
hands. It's all fat.
Yes.
So why do people love it so much?
Because it's, you know, a lot of people eat things that are supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And goose is supposed to be a Thanksgiving, I mean, a Christmas dish. Some
other examples.
Eat it. I think what people should do for Christmas, by the way, is cook your home cooking. Cook what you get, a real family traditional dish.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, I think, for example, north of the Mason-Dixon line, everybody's home pot roast for a Christmas dish, because that's a real traditional north dish. And south of the Mason-Dixon line, have fried chicken for your Christmas dinner. Because that's real traditional. Or have some sort of dinner. Because the best thing I ever ate for Christmas was at Daniel Ballou's restaurant, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
He made a breast of pork. Oh, man, was that wonderful.
So you got,
that
you
was
know,
a family farm dish.
Yeah, a family farm dish at a restaurant that serves these tiny portions for $1 million.
He doesn't serve tiny portions. We're always talking about the portions.
I just was there once. Serve these the tasting menus. For
you
me. And I know you
next
think
time
you
I will work on portion control for you, I could call it.
Really? You're going to take care of me, Danielle?
I will.
You take care of me, Danielle. I'll
make sure
that.
It gives you a really significant portion. You're really scared.
It's the tasting menu. I don't know. It just seemed to live up to all my stereotypes about a shishi friendly restaurant.
Right. Well, it is a shishi friendly restaurant.
So what about fruitcake? What is it with people in fruitcake on Christmas?
I have to say this. I'm starting to like fruitcake. That scares me.
What is it? It's candied
fruit. Yeah, candied fruit inside a
in a sawdust packed.
Yeah, well, somehow they figured out a way to make the cakey part of a fruitcake last forever. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
It's a mystery to me. But lately, if you cut it really thin, I've been eating slivers of fruitcake, and I don't hate it the way I used to. Does that show I'm like, that probably shows I'm really old now.
You're getting old. You crossed over the line.
Alan, what do you have for picnic eaters who are spending Christmas in a foreign land?
Is that you?
Could be.
Well, first of all, when you go into these fancy, let's say France. Every land is different. If you go into
there
a restaurant in France. Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, I like France. It's a French cooking thing. I'm kind of weird. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you went into a daze there. Just go in there and they have little tasting menus to go again at these restaurants in France that are very simple and very fundamental, and they usually have the ordinary home cooking on these tasting menus in restaurants in France. So if you go to the a la carte, it's where they have the quail hearts, baked in brie.
You don't want that.
Ordinary. If you go to Italy, the food never changes in Italy. It's always the same. So you have no problems eating in Italy.
My brother's going to Italy. I'm going to London.
London over Christmas?
A Cornish pie or something.
I don't know about pies.
Meat pies.
Well, you want to have some traditional English food. What you do is, after you finish your meal, then you order angels on horseback. And they have these little things called savories, which you eat after the meal, after your dessert. After your dessert, they start again with savories, which is things like bacon and oysters cooked together.
Sounds good, but you won't eat it, will you? Do you eat oysters?
I'll eat oysters. I won't eat bacon.
Bacon and oysters, that sounds pretty good.
I used to love bacon, but not anymore.
And then you have your cheese course afterwards, your cheese and pork. That's what you do.
Still on cheese?
Cheese. The Brits do cheese pretty well.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Let's continue this cheese conversation in a minute. We'll be right back. It's Alan Richmond for this. He's the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Petition Eater. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley. Morning Sedition. On Air America Radio.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had plaque on my scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. The doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use it correctly.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a Selsun drug that works quickly but only lasts for 4 hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Protoc Stream reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the fun time test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Wanted. Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Tractor, DJ Studio, Clearmind, Advanced Digital Audio Training, and Apple Digital Design Certified School. It's never too late. Follow your dreams. Pyramind.com. That's Pyramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. If you want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use, here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the internet. But simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if anyone in the office. Work with all your programs and go to chat, email, and access any network resource remotely with GoToMyPC. Anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, just go to MyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Does going to the doctor make you nervous? Does sitting in a dentist chair make you crazy? Does flying make you want to jump out of your skin, if not the plane make you? Do social situations make you reach for alcohol? Are you carrying pills for anxiety or depression in your pocket or purse right now? Have you heard these radio commercials before and said, hey, that's me, and yet you haven't called for this free tip? Are you really willing to let anxiety rob you of happiness and confidence forever? And do you want to continue to depend on alcohol or medication for relief? You've only got one life. Do you know there really is a better way? Please call right now for a wonderful free relief that could change your life and show you how to help yourself. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-600-9202 for this wonderful free tape. That's 1-800-600-9202. Call 1-800-600-9202.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles that help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
We're back. It's Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Our guest is Alan Richman. He is the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. He is the culinary critic for GQ Magazine. I don't want you to get the wrong impression now, and I'm not against French food in any way. I'm a little overwhelmed by the butter, by cream, by my lack of education in French cuisine.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the education. The butter and cream, it's there.
No, I know. Yeah. I mean, I've cooked that in Julia Child's books, and I just made spinach once, and it must have been 2,000 calories.
recipes because it's just spinach and butter and cream.
I once made a carrot recipe. It probably had 4,000 calories in that same book.
It's unbelievable. Do French people not get fat? Heart attacks there?
They don't eat that way anymore. They're not eating chili.
You know what I like? Croquette sewers.
They're great.
The best. You know, those sandwiches are the best.
By the way, it's a grilled cheese sandwich. It doesn't eat that by the French. It's fabulous. The bread is dipped and they have ham in it. Oh, it's great.
What about cassoulet? That's a familiar
dish. It's a fresh dish. Beans and all kinds of meats in it. You know, bacon and sausage and pieces of confit of duck, which is preserved duck. Yeah. Oh, it's a great dish.
Can we have lobster for a minute here?
Sure.
Lobster's great. You got to, that would be a pretty good.
That would be good New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah, New Year's Eve people eat bad food for the most part. You know,
why?
Well, they
start off bad.
Let's start off.
You're all wrong. I'm not eating more bad food.
But, how many people sign up to go to some chain hotel to the banquet hall so they can blow on the
buffet?
And they wouldn't eat it. If it was anything else but New Year's Eve, they wouldn't even go. But New Year's Eve, they go and they think they're eating good food, and they're not.
We used to go out for nice food on New Year's Eve. So a couple of New Year's Eves because it gets so crazy here, and in New York, I always wanted to be as far away from Times Square as possible. So we used to go all the way down to Chinatown and do a big Chinese dinner with friends.
Great idea. Yeah. That'd be fun. Absolutely. By the way, the saddest thing in the world is people in California. If you live in California on New Year's Eve, please don't watch the ball drop in New York City at 9 p.m. That's the saddest thing I ever heard. People do that.
But they also get two New Year's Eves then.
Yeah. Oh, they go. What do they do? It's anticlimactic. What do you do after 9 o'clock? Bowling? What do you do in California? Do that? I'm sorry.
You go eat again. Yeah. Is there any way the buffet can be good, Alan?
Yes, they can, absolutely. But you have to, I think the secret to buffet is only eat cold items. You're talking about lobster. They'll always go on these hotel buffets that cost like $50 a person. They always have great sushi. They'll have great cold lobster. They have crab claws. That's all the kind of stuff that's good at a buffet. I eat all of that until I pass out.
Have you ever been to those seafood buffets out on the West Coast? They have these seafood buffet restaurants. It's insane.
They have one here in New York. There's a place called Nando. It's not real good, though.
Miles the sushi and fake crab meat.
Yeah, well, that's the trick. You have to, they want you to let the restaurants do
it. I got another question for you. Now, tell me about what makes, sushi. It's pretty much, I found a place out in Los Angeles that's amazing. It costs a lot of money to eat there, all right? I mean, what makes it, what's the difference in the fish? It's not just freshness. How is that fish treated, number one? And where does most fish come from? What makes it different? What is the gradation? Why does it happen in sushi?
Well, there is a huge difference in the quality of the fish, first of all, number one. Number two, you can say freshness is a factor, but an awful lot of sushi now is frozen.
It's frozen on a boat.
I know. So that's not the big number one anymore.
Okay.
But there's the quality of it. But also, I think rice makes a huge difference. If you go into a sushi restaurant that's taking rice and it's really fresh, sometimes they use warm rice and they just make a little bowl.
That's what the guy does. The guy at Nozawa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, you ate a sushi Nozawa.
I go to Nozawa all the time.
That's a sushi Nazi out there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, he tells you what to eat. You go and if you sit at the bar, he decides.
Really?
If you sit at the table, he decides.
And he glowers at you through the whole meal.
Yeah, it's the day that Nozawa smiles at you. Think you've arrived somehow, But what makes this like? That's a good example. Well, not that anyone listening in the Midwest is going to know what we're talking about, but there's something about the way he treats fish. It's not just. It's warm. I mean, is sushi treated? How do they prepare the
fish? He does also a sushi style that I think is called Edo style.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they put little bits of sauce on the fish.
Right.
Any touches of sauce, which makes it really good, gives it variation. Because basically, most raw fish. I hate to say this, I'm in trouble, but they taste mostly alike. So if you put a little bit of sauce on it, the different kinds of fish taste more different. And he uses warm rice, I believe, and he just forms it into a ball, and the rice is fresh. That's the trouble with supermarket sushi, for example. The fish you can survive, the fish you can't survive the rice.
I wouldn't
rice
do it.
Is terrible.
You know, there's a place down here that it's like a Japanese fast food place. It's on 17th Street. Right. It's got excellent sushi, but I wouldn't buy it at a supermarket.
That's right.
I don't know why I got it.
You know what
sushi.
I miss? I miss the sushi places that have conveyor belts.
It's got those in L.A. with the boats. There's one in L.A. where everything comes by
in a boat. I think there's a couple here in New York.
So
I think there's one in Penn State. Is there still one left in Penn Station?
Is there?
I think there is one, and I know there's one in Jersey not far from where.
Now I'm kind of obsessed with sea urchin because, I went to the Blue... what was it called? Blue Ribbon down there on Sullivan, I think, here in New York City. And they had they have a raw bar that was serving the fresh sea urchin. And now there's a place in Queens that fish store that's got them, and I'm trying to try and do it myself. it's pretty delicate, right?
I think you could make an argument that great sea urchin is the finest of all the products. It's better than fine caviar.
Right.
Just an amazing. If you get it right, it has a little pungency, a little creaminess, a freshness. It's unique.
It's an acquired taste, though, Riley. I tell you, man.
He's going to hate it.
The first couple of times you eat it, you're like, what did I do? What did I do?
Oh, no, I'm at an age in my life where I don't eat anything. You know, I have to ask, what did I do after I eat it? Not anymore.
For any reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's try and re-steer it down back to Christmas, because Christmas is a couple of days away. What about Christmas morning, Christmas breakfast, Christmas lunch?
Well,
anything?
Everybody just eats cookies with little sprinkles on top. There is no real Christmas food.
Shortbread cookies?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It should be real Christmas food. I think people should serve, for example, I think a great Christmas lunch, you should serve shrimp. Shrimp with cocktail sauce would be great. Everybody loves it. It's a bit of a luxury. It's not an priced out of existence.
You can always get good shrimp because they're all frozen.
That's right. Yeah. Almost all of them are. Yeah. And you get them cheaper if you go to Chinatown, where you have to hang out. Yeah.
Chinatown's wild because, like, you can walk through Chinatown, right, and you just realize that, you know, this civilization has been around so long that they've actually tried to eat everything.
Now, you can get those big shrimp down there in China?
Yeah, you can get the big ones.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right. You like that?
I love big shrimp.
Big shrimp, you mean big shrimp with salt and pepper?
No, big. Huge
big. What do you mean, like salt and pepper shrimp?
Like what is it? U-235, it's like uranium.
Well, they do it, they have eight, often say, like, they call them eights or sixes, because that's how many get to a pound.
Okay.
If you see a six, it means there's six shrimp to a pound. Those are huge.
Those
are great.
So you're talking about the ones that are salt shrimp?
No, that's something like salt and pepper shrimp. You're the guy who eats the shells?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, it's jelly eating here.
Riley.
No, I don't take that shellfish stuff too literally.
You're off on the shellfish too, buddy. You eat the regular shrimp. You eat the
regular shrimp. I love regular shrimp.
All right, Alan, it's great talking to you. I have a good holiday season.
This was fun.
Have a good holiday.
It's really, I just heard everything about the eccentricities of America just with you two.
I'll eat anything. I will eat just about anything. What?
And I won't.
Okay. Good. So thank you for joining us. The book is Fork It Over. What's the rest of the title?
The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater.
You can get it at morningsedition.com. It's slight discount. Book is now.
Thank you.
That's the right man. Happy holidays, Riley.
Happy holidays, man.
Have a good vacation there.
I'm going to try, man. I'm definitely going to try.
Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow we're bringing you a special presentation of Morning Sedition's trip to Boston. And Riley is headed overseas. But I'll be back next week with guest host Mark Danner from The New Yorker and professional wrestler Mick Foley, along with some other surprises, no doubt. See you later, buddy.
All right, and have a good one, man.
Mark Danner.
Edition on Air America Radio. thank you for calling General Steel for your free information.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your ad says I built a warehouse, retail store, church, or whatever for nearly half the price. There's got to be
information. No catch, sir. If you compare structures, a General Steel building